want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident. And
okay.
I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. What would you like us to answer?
Okay. I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called Toodaloo-ass. And I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing and it gets purple and swelling, I guess around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is it an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know. I don't know what Toodaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it. And what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keloses, correct?
No, it's
on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
I, with the same razor that I shave my taint with. You think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the blow.
Okay. But, okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole, that was really interesting.
WJFK. This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Listen up, you BM eaters. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK. From Baltimore on Live 105. And from Ocean City on 96 Rock. You can call Don and Mike toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like.
Yeah.
Boys like. Boys like me.
Damn, that's an angry bitch.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Bitches.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this justice situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, all right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Why did I get mixed up with this bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
I just can't deal with it. It's too big.
Nope. It takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
Don, Phil Seidman. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm. And I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on it. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in the Super Bowl?
I want to thank Don and Mike for I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that and keep it going at that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Pardon my French, but you're an a**hole.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
I want my life back.
I gave you. Before me, you were nothing. Before me, you were an ink spot, and now you're playing in the majors. You will always be guy in the Buddy Allen club. You want to go back to your little existence? Oh, that's me. Stop it. You could have left any day, but you stayed.
These guys is pretty cool. This is a cool station. These guys is cool, you know. They blue-eyed soul brothers. They all right, you know. They pay over, they get well.
Where is this coming from?
What do they teach you, this crap at school?
You ever think, like, where are we born?
Madame de Staël said, in life one must choose between boredom and suffering.
Go to your room.
I'm serious. Why are we born?
Hi.
We were born because of
Welcome
Adam and
show.
Eve, that's why. Go upstairs and do your math. Algebra, that's a multiple.
Well, your choice is separate. You want to start now?
Go F yourself, douchebag.
That was for me, I pressed the wrong button.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it. Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? And here they are. You loved them last night from downtown on the mall.
Yes.
No. Out there dancing with Britney Spears.
There they are.
As they helped her take off her bell-bottom, whatever it is, her Catwoman pants that she had on.
Breakaway pants.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
They all did it with trousers. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Traffic, and all the ships at sea, providing you with a crystal pineapple full of beer, jelly beans, and Bob, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Friday.
September 5th, right? All right, so Washington, it's 106.7. Baltimore, it's 105.7. At Ocean City, it's 95.9.
And we're going to the boat.
And you call us from Washington or Baltimore or Ocean City here at WJFK at 877-365-3636. And there he is, right there. Hi, Anton.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Is anyone listening?
Hey,
Bob.
Shut up.
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Ah. 308, hi, it's the new show, it's Friday. Don and Mike on WJFK Plus in Baltimore on Live 105 and 96 Rock in Ocean City.
Cool.
Viet coming. So we're going to say their call letters a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because they're good stations.
Yeah. That serve our purpose.
Friends of ours. In our empire.
Yes.
Our evil empire.
But it's still WJFK.
Right.
It's WJFK 106.7 in Washington. In Baltimore, it's 105.7. In Ocean City, it's 95.9. But right here...
WJFK!
We still don't know nothing.
No, we don't. And without getting into great detail... I'll just tell you, because I know a lot of you guys listening around the country wonder what's going on. So do we.
Yeah.
You know, as far as we knew...
For quite some long time.
And I wasn't going to say that. All we knew is what you told us.
Right.
We have been told on Monday...
Monday!
Which was the Labor Day holiday, that the company would have these situations resolved in a couple of days. And then we were told that...
You were there. They said, what, Friday?
They said Friday we would have something that would get our attention.
Friday.
And
well, it certainly got our attention.
Nothing has gotten our attention, so... You know, we're going with the original plan. That this is, we were going to do this originally a couple of days ago, and we talked about it before we went on vacation. It's a local show. It's a show for WJFK 106.7. And eventually, when everything crumbles, as it may, we'd like to stay on in Baltimore and Ocean City, because that's
home. That's the hood.
When people migrate from the D.C. and Baltimore areas, they migrate to Ocean City.
That's right.
So you got those three stations.
When they fly south.
Yeah, when they're like Buzz and Marsha, when they're like those two geese.
Right. Mating for life.
That fly together, you know. And still one of the most sickening things that I have thrown up to me every once in a while by my wife.
You know, I want to set that straight, because recently I read a story about a goose. You know, I mean, it's supposed to be a model for us all, that the geese mate for life. I read a story on The Wire recently about a goose that mated and became attracted to and wouldn't leave a rock. It associated itself with a rock. So,
yeah,
for life. So whatever that
kind
means.
Of, well, I think that says something.
Yeah, I think that
sort of makes a statement.
Takes the romance out of that whole goose thing.
Joe.
It means you're in love with Joe.
That's right.
Joe.
Joe is a rock.
Yes.
It's a big rock. So, yeah, the story is that when Buzz was leaving Chicago to come out here and join me and Mike, that on the way here, he and his wife, Marcia, were taking separate cars. Best way to travel, incidentally, with your wife. But they stayed in constant contact via walkie-talkies.
Yeah, they had walkie-talkies going between the cars.
And free wireless walkie-talkies.
Yeah, it was you know, a pre-cell phone era.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was because they were geese.
Yes, we were migrating.
Because they're geese and they're migrating.
Migrating from city to city.
That's correct.
I mean, I don't know. I'm still joyously happy because my wife and I are getting along, as I mentioned yesterday, better than ever. And even tonight, you know, tonight, you know why we're getting along so great? Because she's going to see Seabiscuit with her friend Kim.
Ah, finally Seabiscuit. Hope she enjoys herself.
I'm sure she will. She's got a vagina. She's got perky, round breasts. She'll love it.
It's a chick flick.
Yeah, there
you go. Not really. It's just, and I was disappointed in Seabiscuit.
There you go.
A lot of people were.
So anyway, I don't know what animals my wife and I would be, but we're very happy.
Mm-hmm. Otters.
Otters? You think we're otters?
Yes, you two play and frolic in the water together.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, she won't go in the water. That's another thing when we're up at Ocean City.
Huh. She won't go in the sea?
She didn't go in the water.
Right.
I actually had to grab her at one time on vacation and actually do that thing like she was a little girl, like I used to do with my niece Beth, or just grab her and
pull her by the wrist.
Pull her and say, come on, come out here. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Why the reluctance? She goes into a swimming pool, right?
Well, she goes into the swimming pool because it's heated like the bathtub.
Is she worried about sharks?
No, she just...
Riptide?
Sharks!
No, it's just, I don't know what
cold
it is.
And salty.
Yeah, that's it, cold and salty.
Sea nettles, jellyfish.
Mm-hmm. And for my money, you know, I say, you want, that's what kills me. Say, you want cold and salty? I got cold and salty.
Sure.
I got it 24 hours a day.
That's more like warm and salty, though.
Right here. But I don't mind icing it down.
I think the two don't mix real well.
Hey, listen, there's that urban myth I've heard about that, a gal puts ice cubes in her mouth, you know, and then...
Have you ever?
No, I've not.
I have.
No, I've not.
How'd that go?
It was great.
Good.
It was
awesome.
So I could offer my wife something cold and salty on demand 24 hours a day at the nozzle.
Number three is always going to be a little lukewarm, though. But I suppose if you really iced it down,
yeah. But if you ice down,
I don't know.
If you Mike got real drunk last night. if you ice down the tap, maybe the wonderful fluid that came out, the fluid of life, as I like calling it, number three, maybe that would balance the effect of it being so cold.
I think that might be the case.
Anyway, hello, Don and Mike Show, WJFK. Live 105, 96 Rock. I'm not going to say that every time, though.
Okay.
We're just going to keep saying JFK, but we'll throw the other ones in once in a while. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, howdy.
Hi there. It's really good to hear you guys on the air again.
Oh, that's nice.
Hello. I miss you. I miss you over your vacations, but I know they're really well-deserved.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say hi and say it's kicking ass to hear you.
Nice. Okay, thanks. What's the problem now?
I don't know. She could have had a little more energy for
it. I thought she was very nice.
Very nice, but very sponge-like in her energy-sopping ability.
Yeah,
I agree.
I love you, Mike.
I love you, too.
Don't worry, honey. I wasn't looking for great energy from you. You're fine.
Okay. You. I think you have great energy and great wit.
I don't expect much from you, girl. I'm just glad you're listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, darling.
Hello, 106.7. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I called, I got through finally after telling them I want to talk about football.
Ah, so you lied to get through, but that's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the problem there, dude sickle?
I just wanted to talk about these corporate broadcasting stations and how they screw with all of us customers who listen to all these.
What? What are you trying to formulate? What sentence here?
Hello? And that is he's gone. I didn't hang up on
him. Did he say hooker?
No.
Or hoofer?
No, he was upset with corporate broadcasters and how they treat their customers.
Okay, well, and I'll say this. He's right. He's right in assigning blame in that particular, if he's talking about our show.
If he's pointing at the top, he's absolutely right.
He's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And we have not, you know, you should also know this about what's going on with us and the state of our radio show. I know it sounds weird because you probably can't imagine we're actually doing this. We're taking the high road.
I'm sorry.
Boy, Buzz.
I didn't mean
Buzz practically snorted on that.
We are taking the high road on this. Mm-hmm. That trust me, we could go on for the entire 4 hours today.
We're not real happy today with the developments.
Yeah. No.
Right, not really happy at all. But we certainly were prepared for this.
Yeah,
and that makes it easier to take the high road because we knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm. Because
no surprise.
Listen, once you've been lied to once, and then you've been lied to again, and then if you're looking at a period of let's say how long of 11 years,
right?
You know that when they say we'll get back to you in a couple of days, and then they say we'll get back to you by Friday, and then they don't get back to you. You know they're just lying to you.
Yeah, and you get steeled is a wonderful word. Mm-hmm. We're steeled to those situations.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, here we are. Let's move along. Let's continue to take the high road, Mike.
Otherwise, absolutely.
Otherwise, I'm going to be forced to talk about somebody's kidney stones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And not me. Somebody else.
Not me either.
Not me.
Somebody, Don Mike.
Somebody high up in this company. It's not Rob, you're not high up in this company. Hello, 106.7, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Wanted to call and say not only do the migratory people of Baltimore and Washington love your show, but the locals of the Eastern Shore love it as well.
Ah, the beautiful Maryland Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm. And we do love Ocean City. I love Ocean City. It's my, really, it's my second home.
English's fried chicken.
Down by the ocean, hon. So, we've got some friends in some of those stations. Not that we don't have friends in other stations, right. Although I don't think we have any friends at some of the stations we broadcast at.
No, and I think in some way we do very well, and we have people to get it, but there are many, many that don't.
But a big problem is the dumbasses that run this network. And I'm going to stop calling it Westwood One. This is all I'm going to do today. I'm going to take an exit off the high road for one moment.
All right.
From now on, when we refer to Westwood One Radio, we're going to call it the Viacom tax write-off. It's no longer known as Westwood One. It's known as the Viacom tax write-off.
Very good.
That's what the
write-off.
That's what the company that allegedly syndicates this show is. Mm-hmm. It's a tax write-off.
You're listening to the Don and Mike show on the write-off.
Has to be.
And I'll explain to you how that works just very briefly here in case you don't know. If you have a major corporation like Viacom, which owns CBS and Infinity and MTV and CMT and
Paramount
all these
things, Pictures.
BET, yeah. Paramount Pictures, yeah. They're all doing great.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have one small part of your company
to balance things out.
Right. That does awful, where you really don't care if it makes any money or does any good,
right?
Because you're actually happy when you get your second quarter statement that says, "Oh, earnings are down 58%." You get that and you pop the champagne corks.
Yeah, and then you can go to the government and say, "See, we weren't that successful."
Right, and out of all of the different little pockets in this company, mm-hmm. we had the dumb luck 11 years ago to be recruited into the company that was, and I believe still is now, even back then I think it was, the tax write-off.
Yes, the great underachiever.
The company that no one expects to do anything good.
Right.
Because if it did something good, it would not have a purpose.
Right.
Because if you've got CBS and you're making tons of money on CBS, and you've got Paramount Pictures and you've got MTV, they're all making money hand over fist. The government's going to come and take all that money from you. But then you say, hey, hold on, look.
You just hold up a piece of paper and say, look at this, it wasn't that good.
Look at this, Westwood One. Yeah. This company sucks. And then the government says, well, you know what, all that money, we're going to equalize that money. Westwood One is your irrelevant network.
Ah, there's that word again.
Yes. Well, I use it on your behalf.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that.
Your irrelevant network. So that's all we've got to say. We'll continue to travel the low road the rest of today's show.
Back on the high road, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Buzz.
Yeah.
Well, no. I take it back.
Really?
We're on the low road, but there's a lower road.
You said you'd taken an exit. And...
Yeah, but we're on the low road now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But there's an underground.
Oh, we could get much lower. Oh, we could take the subway.
Yeah. We could do like a groundhog thing.
Sure.
I mean, we could burrow. You know, as a matter of fact, if we really started talking about this, we'd start here, but we would end up in China.
Yeah.
You know that deal?
We'd go so low.
You dig a hole and
we could limbo.
And you end up down in China.
Limbo lower now.
You know, we start talking about all the behind-the-scenes stuff, and then we start digging and all of a sudden... And even then, I don't think we would have hit rock bottom.
No.
I think we'd go through China, and we'd end up in outer space.
Just shoot out. Still digging.
Disc jockeys in space.
Still trying to get lower.
Hello, WJFK, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi. I wanted to call you because my daughter is also a freshman at Clemson this year, and she just actually yesterday sent me a picture of Bart on our picture phones.
Oh, now why would you call me and tell me this? Why would you do this?
Oh, because I thought you'd think it was cool. I've been listening.
I would think it was cool that your daughter is stalking my son at a major university.
No, not at school. Well, not for a picture of him. Like that. You know, there's a student register that obviously he sent his money and his picture in for all freshmen, and she got it yesterday and saw his picture in there. And
you know, are you getting the impression that it never ends?
No.
It really never ends.
No, you know, I tried for 18 years to guard my son's privacy, and I thought it was okay that I mentioned the college that he goes to.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. Please do me a favor, Susan, and thank God I've got your telephone number here on the thing. I'm very protective of my son's privacy. So please tell your whore daughter to stop.
Hey, you saw her. We were at that party in Burke. All right.
You have no idea. Would you like it if I got on the radio and discussed, and I don't even know what your whore daughter said?
I didn't say anything about him other than she sent me a picture. She
do you understand? Do you understand how that creeps people that do what we do out?
No, I'm sorry.
It would creep anybody out, regardless of your business. Let's say that you just happen to know somebody in the grocery store, and they come up to you and go, oh, yeah, hey, listen, your kid that's going to Clemson, my kid spotted a picture of them in some yearbook or some...
And started school. Sending it around.
And is sending it around.
Just to me.
What?
Yeah.
She says, listened to you guys.
But here's the difference.
Cool.
She sent it just to you, but then you called a radio show.
See, and it's like... It's the same kind of person that... It's like spying, in a way.
Hey, I'm sorry. I had no idea. I thought you'd think it's cool because you're so into Clemson and so into your son, and I'm into her being there, too.
I don't believe that you thought it was cool.
I'm very protective of my son.
I understand that.
And I don't
it's
think
people that go, ha-ha, I've got something. It's that's the only thing it is.
I didn't say anything that you haven't said on the radio, right?
But see, you're a type.
Yeah, but see, that's the difference. I said it. What I said was, my son is attending Clemson. I never mentioned anything beyond that. I never mentioned that there was a place you could go to see a picture of him.
It's not online.
But do you understand how that weirds us out? Both of us, everybody
never,
on the show. I mean, as Don said, anybody.
Never intended to do that. I'm very sorry.
You feel out of control. Yeah. You feel like...
Well, listen, I tell you what. Here's how you can make it up to me. Tonight, very seriously, it's Friday night at Clemson. I know it's a big night. Have your daughter, since she obviously knows everything about my son,
no,
have her find him and just have her just
have her way with him.
Just yeah. SSD
oh,
until
God.
There's no tomorrow.
Now, Mike, how does that make you feel? You have daughters.
Well, he's talking about your daughter. He's not talking about mine.
Yeah,
but the fact that you bring my daughters into it now makes you even more stalkerish.
Listen, do me because you can't.
No, yeah, lady, you know what you're doing.
Honey, do me a favor.
You're an a-hole.
Send me an email.
Sorry, I won't call again. Sorry.
You're an a-hole.
Send me an email picture of your daughter's skull.
Oh, God. I think she's gone.
She hung up.
I guess so. Oh, she knew what she was doing.
I'm not really mad, but I am.
But so, did you get that? I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah, of course she knew.
Saw people like it's the same kind of person, like if we're out and about, if somebody sees you or sees Buzz or sees Rob or sees me, you come up, you say hello. It's ultra cool. If you see us and then you call and you don't even come up and say,
right.
Yes, you was eating French fries.
You know what else you get sometimes that's creepy is, oh, man, I think I know where you live.
Really?
It creeps us out. That's
weird.
You know, here's all I ask of all of you people listening to the show. There's lots of stuff that's public information. You can find out, really, and this is why we've never flipped out about this. You can find out where anybody lives.
Mm-hmm.
You can, in this day and age, you can find out virtually anything on anybody. Just, you know. Let kids be kids.
Yeah. Here he is, fresh from the cafeteria.
Joe. Hi, Joe.
Fresh from the chow line.
I'll tell you what weirded me out. A caller called me one day and said he got my address from a pizza box that was delivered to my house. He was at a Domino's and saw the name.
Wow.
And the address. And then
weird
he told
people.
Me the address.
There's certain people that just...
By, I would kill him.
They're creepy because... It creeps us out.
Whenever I have a creepy experience, I just think of Joe wearing that Ernie from Sesame Street shirt,
right.
And it makes me happy.
Eating his barbecue chicken
ribs for lunch.
Mm.
Although, you see, the people at my Domino's, and I'm going to give them a shout-out, they're very cool that when they bring the pizza to our house, the sticker, instead of having our address, and I'm sure it has nothing to do with privacy, it's just because they listen to the show and they're nice people, the sticker always says, Frida is the boss.
Ah, very good.
And I can't tell how many times they come up and they go, oh, no, don't pay for this. It's on us.
Wow.
And
see, I was the Domino's when I used to live at my other place. The Domino's man was the man who, really, for about a week and a half, we had a little, you know, come into the driveway, turn around and go out. Mm. Because the word was out, and I found out later that it was the Domino's person who really would go to every single house in the neighborhood and in the surrounding area and just say, you know, hey. But, I mean, I suppose that's
it comes to the territory.
But, you know, I think we have the right to be creeped about it a little bit when something like that happens.
Well, if it's our kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, WJFK. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
All right, great. I'm calling from down by Ocean City. I just want to thank you guys for pointing us out. And I want to ask you guys, I was watching this show on Showtime the other night, and they had all these girls with, basketball-sized hooters.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? Is that, like, attractive to you? Or?
I think gigantic boobs are highly attractive if they're real.
Oh, these were real. I mean, these were so gigantic. He couldn't pay a doctor stuff. They're like basketball size.
I don't like them that big.
No, me neither. I think, you know, double D's good, but...
I do.
If they're real, like, you don't like them like Morgana big. You've said that.
No, but there's...
And like Nikki Knockers, remember when she came in?
But hers were fake.
Were they?
Nikki, oh, come on.
I'm kidding.
Rob, her name is Nikki Knockers.
Morgana's weren't. Weren't Morgana's real?
I think so.
The old fraud.
Think back in the day, like when she would run after Nolan Ryan... I like those jugs.
Well, back when she was perhaps younger.
Yeah, back in the day when she was running after Warren Spahn.
Yeah, gotcha. Thank you, my friend. It's 3:28 here on WJFK.
She tackled Sammy Baugh.
Live 105 and 96 Rock. We've got such a jam-packed show today, including a beautiful woman who has, in my opinion, fabulous breasts. Jim Nance will be coming on to pick the pros today.
Nancy?
Yeah, Nancy's coming on again this year.
Good.
So I want to make sure we talk about our trip to the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Went to see the Redskins and the Jets. Great Redskins victory. For any of you out there that were in the pool on when we were going to be leaving, the answer is... Beginning of the third quarter.
Mm. Yes.
Beginning of the third quarter.
That's when we flew out of the stadium.
That decision was based partly on the amount of people that were still there.
Mm-hmm.
meaning that they weren't going to be leaving till the end of the game.
You indicated to me that it's about as crowded as you've seen it at that
stadium.
Yeah,
last night it was the most jam-packed I've ever seen it at FedEx, and no one was leaving. And if we stayed until the end, then you sit in the parking lot for an hour, and then it takes you another hour and a half to get home, and then I have to take Mike back here, and then I'd have to get... Rob got home at 2:45.
Wow.
I got at home just in time to see John Hall kick the field goal. Redskins win the game.
I'd like to thank Mr. Snyder for the convenience of the parking situation.
Mike was mad.
God.
And I know that if Mike wasn't half in the bag, you would have been even madder.
Yeah, you'd warn me about it. You'd said, you're going to see me get mad at a certain point. What a total CF.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be, I really have newfound respect for the people that follow the Redskins through that crap week.
It's really not that bad on a Sunday.
Right.
But
it's not good either.
But on a weeknight when you've got regular rush hour traffic and you've got rain and you've got every moron in the world like us trying to get to the game, it just, the drive couldn't suck it off. It was maddening. Now, the drive was helped for the two guys who were passengers by some beverages.
Yes, that was fun.
Yeah.
We had big fun on the way. We really did.
I know, and you had...
I had the most fun.
The most fun.
But the only problem with having the most fun is, what would you estimate our travel time from the radio station to the stadium?
We had 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Almost 2.5 hours. Yeah. And because I was having fun by the time I got there, I'd just like to gently pass along just a recommendation to Mr. Snyder regarding the parking lot there.
Don't call him Mr. Call him Little Danny.
Little Danny?
Little Danny.
Well, I wanted to be respectful.
You got
okay?
patches?
I just wanted to say to him, Mr. Snyder,
people have to urinate.
Listen, here's what...
Allow them to urinate. You must understand, Mike, if you want to urinate, use your ticket, get into the stadium where you're forced to buy something.
So, in other words, the idea of the great American tradition of tailgating, of hanging out in the parking lot prior to the game.
They got like four.
He doesn't like that, does he?
They got 80,000 people, 83,000. They got four porta potties. I'm not kidding you. Two on one side of the stadium and two on the other.
And we had the WJFK hospitality tent,
right?
Which is and really, then two porta potties with 100 people in line waiting to go. And I've been in a car drinking beer for 2.5 hours. I was in agony.
Yes. I tell you, you got effed over by Doug, the security guy.
Yeah, you told me that right before the show. I can't believe that.
But here's the deal. I go to the games all the time, and I know, I don't drink beer on my way there, but I drink all my diet vanilla Coke. I got to be like a race.
I was surprised because you were drinking a regular beverage, right? And you didn't have to go. You always have to go.
I had to go when we got there, but I walked into the tent, into the swarmy, smarmy hospitality tent. It's just it's a combination of sweat and advertisers
and Paul Gorgi clones.
That you just he's a sales guy here who's just you can smell him. You know, you pull into the parking lot and you smell this guy. you just smell the bad cologne.
Yeah.
And we walked into there, and I just you had to make the rounds initially. You know?
I couldn't.
And Mike says, I got to take a leak. I'm going to the, here's the deal. And I guess this only works for us. Regular, if you don't work at WJFK, you can't do this. The security guy, Doug Embry, great guy. I said to him, well, Doug, I got to pee like a racehorse. Can you get me through the side entrance there? And he goes, no problem. He's got the big police suit on.
Right.
So what he does is, he walks you right over to a side entrance to the stadium where you walk right inside and you go inside the bathroom inside the stadium and then you walk right back out. Well, Mike had to go to the porta potty line,
which was, I was behind probably 30 people,
wow.
30 to 40 people. And, for the guys, it's one thing. I felt so sorry for the women that were in that line. Because when you get in there, when you realize the volume that's going into those two little porta potties there, why can't he put like 10 up there?
Mike,
why can't he do it? Unbelievable.
One, two, three. Well, this is a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine, Mr.
Are you Donald or Donald?
I love this. We're playing it. We're playing it even though they won last night. But they still have those patches on their uniforms.
Not enough porta potties.
For his dead daddy. I mean, really,
who had nothing to do with the Washington Redskins except, like all of us, being schmuck fans. I got news for you. When I die this weekend, are you going to put my initials on the jersey, Snyder? Huh?
We can patch it up, baby.
You wouldn't even refund my widow wife the seat. If, God forbid, something was happened to me, a regional treasure over this weekend. Because you and your patches.
Man. Hey, at least it's a fan-friendly environment. Jesus Christ. I mean, really, the line to get in... And you said you made a good point that, like, on a Sunday at a 1 o'clock game, it's okay, right?
If you're watching the game last night on TV, you probably noticed the Redskins have a big GSS, gigantic, on their left shoulder. And you might think that they've sold out some advertising. Actually, it's Dan Snyder's father, who I guess was a Redskins fan. And that's nice, but not really something you do on a football team that you're owning in the public interest, even though you're making money, because it's something a rich little prick does. A rich little prick says,
yeah. What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
A rich little prick says, this is my play toy, and I loved my dad, so I'm going to put his initials on the jerseys this year.
It just struck me, not going often to the games. You're a season ticket holder, and you've been supporting this team, and I'm not the football fan you are. I think everybody knows that. It seems to me that there are a number of things that could be done to make the fan experience just a little more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only point. I mean, I really felt manipulated. I felt screwed.
A lot of those would mean spending money.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the team's behalf.
I suppose putting, maybe 50 porta-potties around the stadium would probably cost money.
But once we got past all the travel problems,
mm-hmm.
and Mike was fantastic on the ride over, mm-hmm. fueled by his beverages.
We did have a wonder. You know, the three of us traveling, it's a hoot nanny.
So Rob had a couple, and Mike had more than a couple, uh-huh. and we were driving to the stadium, and we're calling Oldies 100, because this is what Rob and I live to do. When Rob and I are in the car,
right.
We call the Oldies 100 station, and we always get on the air and do a request.
Right.
Now, we call up, and it was this guy, Tom Kelly, who is just the dorkiest guy alive, and one of the local hosts for the cutaway on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Uh-huh.
So he picks up the phone. Of course, first ring, I get right through. I go, is this Tom Kelly? He goes, yes, it is. I love you on the most introduced Jerry telethon. Well, thank you very much. I'm on my way to the Redskins game right now. Me and my wife would like to hear anything by the Monkees. And he goes, and then I go, you love Tom Kelly, don't you, honey? And I hold the phone up, and Rob goes, I don't know Tom Kelly. And I go, will you play that for us? And he says, hey, would you put your wife on the phone? Because he's taping this now, right?
Right.
So I hand the phone to Rob. And as Rob says,
I don't want to talk to Tom.
Mike, who's already halfway to
right.
to Gonsville, screams from the back seat,
I love Tom Kelly. He's my favorite.
And at that point,
and you got mad.
Well, because
you did it right. You ruined it. You know, I mean, I was sitting there going, you know, and that's like the one moment on the whole trip that I felt like I'd violated the inner sanctum of Rob and Don.
Because
you know,
at that,
like, you messed it up.
At that point, the disc jockey says to me, all right, thanks for calling, goodbye.
And Don, like, turns around, driving at 60 miles an hour, turns around, practically faces me and goes, you ruined it.
Well, because there's nothing better
right.
than calling a disc jockey who doesn't know who you are and getting on the air and goofing around.
Right.
So but then we were driving, we made it, of course, through the shift change. Now the nighttime disc jockey comes on. It's Goldie, as we know. And Mike wants to redeem himself. Mike says, let me make the call.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike handled this in a different way than I would have or Rob would have, but there were great results.
Yeah, Goldie's an old friend of mine, and I knew him, and I went to school with him. And
so rather than call up and just ask to request a song, Mike...
I used his real name that he used at American University.
Half of the bag, Mike goes, is this Jeff Gold?
Hey, this is Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
And that's when you know Mike's gone. When you get, this is Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara. I'm here with Don, Rob. We're listening to your show on the way to the game.
And then, we chatted briefly. Obviously, he's doing his show. And then he hangs up. And, I feel like I'm really in the ringer. That I'm really in the Inquisition. Because Don and Rob are waiting to see if he mentions our names on the air.
I know this is stupid, but you know, radio's a funny business.
And you know, and he gave us the good plug on the way in.
Excellent.
There. It was very, very nice.
And I believe
very clever boy.
I believe what he said was, I want to say hi to Don and Mike and Rob on their way to the game tonight. You know, those guys can tell a lot of stories about me, but I can't tell them about them.
Right.
And that's because he works at a station where he has a program director that tells him to, you know, play the monkeys and then say shut
Absolutely.
Up. He can't talk about, you know, back in the 80s when we all got drunk and high together. when Goldie would wear his tiny New York Giants football helmet.
And I used to, just Jackie, Goldie used to run at the college Tuesday night at the Tavern, which was our big party night at American University. And
anyway, so
I looked up to Goldie.
Hi to Goldie. We get to the stadium. We go through the bathroom debacle. Mike's having a good time. More drinks at the stadium.
Yeah, I want to thank Lil Tom, who was just sitting there with a beer for me when I went into the tent.
And I had to pull Mike in. I said, listen, if we don't go in right now, we're going to miss Robbie out on the field.
Mm.
So I got Mike inside the stadium. We waited in the not-so-long escalator line to get upstairs to the club level.
It was a good move because, you know, I could have easily. I was right at that cusp where I would not have seen the game, where I just would have stayed in the tent.
Well, I know at one point you said to me something along the lines of, all right, well, I'll catch up with you.
And you knew that's like that's my cue for you'll never see me again.
That's the blow-off line. And then I'm thinking as I started to walk away, now, I really don't want to leave Mike at the game.
Right.
And what happens if we get separated and really I can't find you?
As it turned out, it was good that we went in there together because, you know, it was another series of crowd control moves where lines for the, you know, for stairs, escalators, and, you know, just to negotiate that stadium, if you don't know what you're doing, it's a little complex.
Well, I've screamed about it for years. It's ridiculous that, you know.
Insane.
The line that you get, you pay an exorbitant amount of money for what they call club seats, and there's an escalator, so you don't have to walk up the stairs, but they put the line to get on the escalator right in front of the big, gigantic souvenir shop. So you've got people walking in and out of the souvenir shop, and you have people cutting in line into the escalator line, and people in general are just being jerks. And at one point, I just turned to Mike, and I just said as loud as I could, I said, A-hole! I just said it real loud, and the guy behind me grabbed me by the collar of my t-shirt and said, I think I'm getting a fight.
I didn't see this until you enlightened me as to what had happened.
The guy says, hey, Don! And I said, hey, what's happening? He said, and he was drunk too. He was laughing. Good. He said, did you just call me an a-hole? And I said, no, really. I said, look out there. Because at this point we were on the escalator on the way up. I said, look at that.
Did you hear what I said to him?
There's 20,000 a-holes down there.
Did you hear what I said to him?
What did you say?
When he said that, after you, like, you said, no, I didn't call you that. I was just referring to everybody, and it was kind of loud. And then I turned around and I said, no, he didn't say that. I was the one that said you were an a-hole. I was festive.
So we get up to the seats, and the first thing, as soon as we sit down, we had it timed perfectly. I said to Mike,
it was timed flawless.
Good. I said to Mike, you got to look right now. See the 30-yard line? Charlie, I see you. Give me 2 minutes here. I know we got a break. 342 on WJFK and Live 105 and 96 Rock. So I said, look down there. See that? That's Rob. And it was Rob on the 30-yard line.
I have rarely been as entertained as I was seeing Rob on the field. It was a moment of pure joy.
Now, Rob got gypped out of a lot of the stuff he normally gets to do. He normally gets to introduce the Redskins when they come out on the field. Last night, he just was the dog and pony guy for the kick a field goal and win a t-shirt contest.
It was a very, very tightly formatted show for the pregame, which was great because I was on and done in 6 minutes.
And there was enough of you where I was able to see it and appreciate it. And the only thing that bummed me out was that the camera that gets the shot of Rob's face kind of went on the fritz. And so they had to pull that out. So all we had was the camera looking down on Rob.
My best angle.
And Rob,
I got news for you, Rob.
Oh, no, I'm going to fight it.
I have a witness
Rob,
now.
You are about 2 months away from being Carl Reiner.
Okay.
mean,
see, look how short my hair is.
Rob,
I know, Rob.
Don't cut it
beautifully
that short. Spread out.
Rob, you are bald.
I'm not.
I mean,
I am
Rob.
Not
listen,
bald.
I'll admit it. Look back here. It's a golf ball sized bald spot I have.
I'm receding.
You're bald.
Not bald.
Rob, I think the only way to really... I know you like to keep it high and tight.
He won't do this.
The only way is maybe just to let the high and tight go a little bit and see.
Can't be done.
Because lean forward again. I want to... Because really...
then he's bald.
He's bald.
That hair is like an eighth of an inch. That's
he's
why.
Bald.
Check out the distribution.
He's
perfect.
Bald. He's bald.
All so, right. Keep believing that. I just know I've got the best hair in
town. No, you really are just moments away from being Rick.
Eyes don't lie. Director and say I will not be shot from above.
Eyes don't lie. So
or maybe some paints.
We had a great laugh. You know, looking at Rob and it just it's so funny that Rob's down on the field and the guy's kicking the field goal to win the t-shirt. Rob's down there going ooh.
And that's when we both cracked up when he did that.
We went and got a drink and we come back to the seats and it's time for the games. And I've told Mike before the game starts that I know all of the people in my section who and
behave myself.
And quite a few of them are very nice people. There's some jerks, but quite a few of them are very nice. And I know I've mentioned to Mike in particular the couple that sits in front of me, the guy who's about 60 and his wife and their son who's in his 30s. They could not be nicer people. They really are truly nice. So we get there, and the guy turns around, and he shakes my hand, and he says, hey, it's great to see you again. Mm-hmm. And he's got a little portable TV, and he holds it, and he goes, look at her. And he's showing me Britney Spears on TV lip-syncing.
Right.
And Mike says, wait, and keep in mind, Mike's kind of drunk anyway. Mike goes, what is that? And the guy goes, huh? And Mike goes, that thing in your hand. And the guy goes, it's a television. And Mike says, no.
I'm just putting out a little show for you because I didn't know that like he was one of your favorites.
And I said, hey, not with this guy.
I said, don't do it. I was ready to do like an hour and a half of saying, that's the most amazing technological advance I've ever seen.
No, because this guy...
miniature television?
This guy's also great because when people in the section in front of us stand up, He loves standing up and down. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, they were very. They're my kind of fans too because they sit there, they enjoy the game, you know, and they're not, you know, sitting on the edge like an inch of their seat.
And you did get to see my most unfavorite member of the entire section. Who last night I finally gave the guy a name. I've been sitting there for 6 years, never gave him a name. It came to me last night. His name is Uday.
Uday, who just is the kind of guy that just annoys you.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he never smiles. You know, he takes credit for the touchdowns that the team scores. like it's his personal triumph.
He's now learned, he only sits four seats away from me, but he's now learned that when there's a touchdown or a field goal, he doesn't come my way with a high five.
Yeah.
Because I don't high five Uday. I will high five.
Anybody that's ever been to many sporting events, they know what I'm talking about here. It's the kind of guy that doesn't smile, he just nods like, yeah, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. And he doesn't root like normal people. Yeah. And you just look at him and he's just somebody you just annoys you. He's just an annoying guy.
But we had the best fun when the game got boring, like in the second quarter. Uh-huh. And I know we've told this, we got to keep this brief. When we went to Chicago a long time ago, 10 years ago, to go to a baseball game, we had these guys that were cheering for this girl who had big knockers in front of us.
Funniest fans I've ever heard in any sporting event, and they were pretending to cheer for the game, but they were saying different things.
And
they're referring to her breasts.
Like on a third down call, when the crowd would get extremely loud, Mike would yell, "Hey, no!" And then I would yell, "Rectum!"
But ain't no. And when you're in a crowd scene,
yeah, it blends in.
It totally, even when it's quiet, and so we get more daring. So it's like, ain't no!
I'm going, labia! Come on, give me some labia!
Let's go, Redskins, come on, defense vagina! Defense vagina!
And we didn't get stopped, right. Even on this one, I said, come on now! Come on! Big uterus! Big uterus!
And finally,
Mike says,
I did a real clear anal. And
no, it wasn't that.
It was anal that Uday turned around on.
No, it was BJ.
Oh, yeah. Well, that got noticed, yes. I said the whole word.
Oh.
And that's the one that, you know, it was like the worst one.
What a horrible thing to say.
And for whatever reason, that one really didn't blend in. That kind of, I might as well have had a megaphone because Uday was the first one to turn around and look. And I got the impression that everybody in the section had heard that
yeah.
really, really clearly.
But the other guy.
I was sorely embarrassed. it.
The other guy sitting to our left, I think his name is Jeff or Jim.
He wanted to laugh. He was holding.
He was hip to what was going on, and even the old guy in front of us was hip. And, yeah. And the crazy.
Hey, no!
And the crazy inbred family behind us, they were hip to it. Uday's the only one that really didn't get it.
Yeah, he was just looking like, what are you doing?
We were just there having fun.
You know.
So anyway, that was our night at the game.
It was fun. Thank you for the ticket. It was great.
You're very welcome. It was great having you. And let me say again, thank you, Jesus, that real football starts this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it started last night, but thank you. And Charlie, is our stuff, our fantasy stuff, going to be up on WJFK.com?
It should be pretty soon.
Great. So you'll be able to see the teams that we're starting this week. And everything that's happening, it's 106.7 in D.C., 105.7 in Baltimore, and 95.9 in Ocean City. 10 till 4, we'll be right back.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, we had a gab fest there to start the show today. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
We'll bring back the contest on Monday and give away some stuff. Now we'll be right back on WJFK.
WJFK.
And now... time for extended traffic, even though we have the weather bed going here.
Robbie, what are you doing?
Hi, Car Cunning.
Or call us here at WJFK.
Thank you, Buzz, at 359. All right, here's the Metro weather for D.C., Baltimore, and Ocean City. Same everywhere. Sunny 77 today. 80 all the sunny through the weekend. Now D.C. 71, Baltimore 74, Ocean City 77.
WJFK.
Why do you use lemons?
The fish smell, I'm embarrassed.
Oh. I thought maybe it was for some other reason, but I didn't understand. I even went to a supermarket to look at lemons.
Ah, the lemons.
It's just to get the smell off. It's nothing weird. What do you do when you watch me?
I look at you. You take off your blouse, then you run the water. Then you take a bottle of gold perfume and you put it on the sink. Then you slice the lemon.
Yeah.
WJFK.
They cherish most of their listeners. Don and Mike.
4 o'clock now. This is the Don and Mike Show in Washington on 106.7. Baltimore 105.7. Ocean City 95.9. I just got some great news that besides Nancy today, we're going to have another fantastic woman joining us, Dr. James Capers.
Really? It's been many, many moons since we've had him on.
You know, the guy who sounds like Little Richard?
Yeah. Why is he in the news again?
He called us around Elvis time. Uh-huh. Something, he's got some proof that Elvis is alive.
Very good. Well, it's nice to start that up again.
And always remember the time we tried to call him and he disguised his voice to pretend he was his own secretary.
He's all going for Dr. Capers.
So he's coming. We have a busy one going here today. Postponed from yesterday because we had the Redskins stuff with Sonny. We've now got our regular weekly visit with Jim McBride, a.k.a. Mr. Skin. www.mrskin.com. I've had the pleasure of seeing some of the stuff we're going to see this week. And I want to tell you, Mike, in particular, I know that you have got a gigantic 2x4 wood-style...
Wow.
You know what I'm saying,
Thor?
Alyssa Milano.
Oh, you bet!
She's in this week's edition.
New Alyssa Milano.
I don't know if it's new. I've never seen them before, but I'll tell you. Perfect. Anyway, here he is with the world's greatest website, www.mrskin.com. And you get a link at wjfk.com to Mr. Skin's site. Here's Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for helping us yesterday. We had a Redskins game.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Big win.
Yep. We had a quarterback with Mary Washington's teeth that we had to talk to yesterday.
We did, and we've missed you, Mr. Skim. We're looking forward to this segment.
Yeah, it's been a while. I was in Europe for 10 days, so I have a lot of backup.
Really?
A lot to get to.
So what were you doing in Europe, Jim?
A little vacation.
Oh.
I had never been there.
A little vacay. You weren't doing any work over there, were you?
No. It's hard. The one time I tell my wife I will stay off the computer, I promise, because I spend about 12 hours a day working. So that's the one time I stay away.
Now, I know that this weekend we've got... I'm looking at some of the stuff. You've got some great stuff.
I know. There's so much.
You've got some great stuff for us this week. New in the theaters, I know we've got that awful David Spade movie.
Yeah, that's... The one thing, that's what I, the Alyssa Milano came in as, Dickie Roberts, former child star, the new David Spade movie. The one cool thing, they have a ton of cameos from, real life child stars like Greg Brady, Willie Ames, Danny Bonaducci, Screech, Leith Garrett, all these guys. And, the one that, kind of steals the show though is, Alyssa Milano, who is probably the most famous, for a lot of guys, child star. And, though there's no nudity in this movie, it's a PG-13 flick, I wanted, she's going to be in the news a little doing interviews on, you know, the Tonight Show and all that recently, so a lot of guys will have interest again in her, and I just wanted to point out the Citizen Kane of celeb nude movies, Embrace of the Vampire, a movie she did in 95, a couple years after she ended her run as Samantha on Who's the Boss, and, this movie, I swear to God, I've done more to sell copies of this video and DVD than anyone in the history of DVDs, and this thing's unbelievable.
Jim, next to Terry Hatcher, isn't she the one that has the most fake boobs put under her face? Or is she the queen?
I think that Alyssa Milano has the best fake boobs. In other words, like sometimes you see actresses that have fake boobs, they stand completely straight up and,
right.
and they look goofy. Hers really fit her body well. They have a natural look, even a little bit of a sag to them. They're just outstanding.
Take a look, Mike. So you go to...
there we go.
Everybody, you go to MrSkin.com.
There we are.
You type in the name of Alyssa Milano.
Hello, boys.
And in the photos we're seeing, it's a lesbian scene. There's touching between
Charlotte Lewis and Alyssa Milano. It's a cool scene because Charlotte Lewis is a photographer and she's taking pictures of young Alyssa in her white blouse and the photographs are getting it's getting very hot and heavy. Next thing you know, her shirt's undone and she's touched her. It's an
very well lit.
Yeah.
and you know, I love commenting on the areola. And let me just say, I think it was American Pie where the girl had the big pepperoni colored
areola. Yeah, Shannon Elizabeth. Yeah,
the big peanut butter cups one. Alyssa Milano's are that very light shade of salmon.
Mm-hmm.
That's nearly perfect.
Beautiful descriptive powers. I think you're sharing my 2x4 for Alyssa Milano.
I can detect not a bump. On the areola.
Right.
You see a girl and
they're bump free.
She got a bump or two there.
Yeah, and not that I mind the bumps sometimes, you know.
But still, look at how smooth that is.
They are beautiful.
It's like somebody from this old house came through with a sanding machine. Anyway, those are beautiful.
It's amazing. It's always, anytime I can make an excuse to get back to Alyssa Milano and Embrace the Vampire, I will. So that's the theaters. But I have so much DVD stuff to talk about. I should get going.
All right, let's get to it, Jimmy.
Okay, first is I wanted, while I was gone, I didn't get to tell you guys about this movie, and I really don't want this to slip by. There's a movie called Sonny. It's a new release DVD, which is the directing debut of Nicolas Cage. Now, with the amount of nudity in this, I'm hoping he quits acting entirely and just goes into directing, because this is great. Now, there's a girl, some of your listeners will know, her name is Josie Davis. She played young Sarah Powell on Charles in Charge in the 80s, and she also was on 90210. She has grown up.
She's grown up, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And look at those breasts. She's in the bathroom, it's ridiculous. And
wow.
For so long, she had never done a nude scene.
Now, they look real, too.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to see. This is another one. I usually feel real confident saying which way, but they're so big and firm that I'm just not confident to say they're real.
I know you don't like to commit.
I need to see her do some jumping jacks just to make sure.
Here's why I think they're real. Look at the one where she's standing by the shower. Look at the right one, on her right, our left. It's got a little natural sag.
That's what's throwing me. It's what's throwing me. It's really tough.
That's hard to fake. I mean, really. I think they're real.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we have it down at the site. We on her bio page, we say real, but I'm not like, this isn't like 100% or for me, but just because they're so perfect.
And you can tell if you're listening to Mr. Skin, this is what he agonizes over.
We literally do. We have like emails going back and forth, like, what do you think?
This weekend, really, sometime when you're bored sitting around, turn on like TBS or TNT, because they run Charles in Charge.
Right.
And you're going to see this girl, and you're going to look at her and go, eh. And then you're going to say, oh, wait, hold on. I remember MrSkin.com. Now, this is a great story of a child star who went on to become a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And those are real, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say those are real.
Cool. Beautiful. Hey, I hope so. I hope so.
Now, also, there's something rather frightening in this movie, Sonny, as I look at the next
one. Yeah, I wanted to. I'm not one to discriminate. We got to mention that Nicolas Cage, in this movie, he's getting everyone to take their clothes off. Unfortunately, he also got 64-year-old Brenda Vaccaro to get naked.
There's a reason she did tampon commercial.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she, you know, I got to give her credit. 64 and showing your breasts in a movie, that's pretty cool. So what are you going to do?
Not bad for 64, though.
No, that's what I said. I mean, laying on her back wasn't too bad.
Oh, and Mike, hold on. I found more of Josie Davis for you here. There's another full frontal shot.
Yeah.
Oh, now I see where the dilemma comes in, though. Now from that angle, it's hard to say 100%. I can understand, but boy, they look good.
They're real.
It's fun to guess, though, isn't it?
It is. It's a wonderful game.
Does Brenda Vaccaro show any of the Enchanted Forest?
No, luckily. No. Her forest is a little withered. But
I'm not going to mention how disturbed I am that you asked that question to start with.
I'm curious to see what's doing down there.
I mean, she was naked in Midnight Cowboy in 1969, so that gives you an idea of she's spanning the movie years here. So Sonny's great. Check it out on DVD, new release section of your favorite video store. Now, there, again, I'm throwing a lot at you, but there was so much while I was gone. Desperado is a they released a special edition DVD last week.
Oh,
it's the 1995 movie, Robert Rodriguez movie starring Antonio Banderas. But the highlight is 1 hour and 10 minutes in, a then unknown Selma Hayek. Had a great nude scene. You get breasts and buns in it. It's not as good as her latest movie, Frida, but it was all we had for a long time in the 90s, and she just looks outstanding. Breasts and buns in this.
And at least, even with Frida, even though the nude scenes are great, it really is tough to get by that unibrow.
Yeah,
that
the unibrow does throw guys. There's
it
no question
kills
about
me.
It.
It really does.
Yeah.
Not that I would do this, Jim, but this would be, I'm just going to pass this on to our listeners. This would be outstanding J.O. material.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in front of your PC, I mean, if you've got some of that NDust stuff where you can, wipe stuff off your computer screen.
If your P is in front of your PC, you'll enjoy this, is what you're saying.
That's right, Jim. Pretty good.
Maybe for you, Selma Hayek. For me, it's Brenda Vaccaro.
Well, I have more. There's more to come here.
Okay.
Real quick, they're releasing a bunch of Clint Eastwood movies this week on DVD, including Tightrope from 1984, which had a great nude scene from Randy Brooks, Pink Cadillac, and I bring this up, it wasn't one of Clint's best efforts, but remember Bernadette Peters, who Pennies from Heaven, jerk, always had great cleavage.
Around the time that she was dating Steve Martin, she had, at least I had heard through my circus, some of the best boobs in Hollywood.
Exactly. And she never really did a nude scene, but in Pink Cadillac, she's in bed with Clint Eastwood. Now, the pics I sent you aren't the best. I have better ones coming in a day or two off the DVD, but you actually see Bernadette Peters, a brief shot of her breast. It's not a great nude scene, but the fact of the matter is it's Bernadette Peters. If you're a guy like me that grew up in the 70s and 80s, this is someone that you always, like Dolly Parton and those that had the big breasts, the singers that you always wanted to see naked. This is the movie. It's called Pink Cadillac.
There you go. Jim, now hold on. Let me just break
pictures
in here.
Pictures in here, of course, are Clint Eastwood climbing on top of her.
I'm looking ahead. The Michelle Pfeiffer. I don't know if you
Oh, yeah. Well, I got one more Clint, and then we're going into Michelle Pfeiffer.
Hold on.
Okay.
I think we've had the Michelle Pfeiffer before.
Oh, good. Okay.
I think we have from Into the Night. Do you remember these with Michelle Pfeiffer getting in the shower on Into the Night?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You must have saw video stuff off video before, because for the first time ever, it's being released on DVD this week, which is big news. This is a 1985 movie with Jeff Goldblum, and she's another one that really hasn't done much skin-wise in her career, and in this flick, she walks completely naked. This is about 31 minutes into the movie. She's completely naked, walks past the doorway twice while Jeff Goldblum's waiting in the living room. Then they show her go into the bathroom. She stands over the toilet and has to hide some jewels on her body. So Do the math, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see where she's hiding
in her place.
Yeah, it's a great, great from behind shot.
She's a skinny mini, isn't she?
Yeah, she always has been.
Mm-hmm.
Always has been. But
this last one, this Magnum Force.
Yes, this is my favorite.
And Jim, I am absolutely blown away by this actress. I think anybody who's seen this Dirty Harry movie remembers the scene where they're in the Hollywood Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And this
of her Hollywood Hills too. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's having a party and he's got a bunch of chicks over and they take their clothes off, they take their tops off, they get in the pool and one of them gets shot right between the boobs. Mm. Guess who that girl is?
Who the actress is?
Yeah,
famous.
Yeah, I'd say relatively famous.
Yeah, well, what's cool about this is, at the time, she was an anonymous throw-in. This is, this movie, all the girls that got naked were nobodies. They were girls that you've never seen naked.
Is it Charlotte Ray?
No, it's a big sitcom star from the 70s.
Right. And this was 4 years before she hit it big. She was barely credited in the movie. And what happened was then she became famous, and then this became a cool nude scene.
Yeah? Come on, you got something?
I don't. I don't remember Magnum Force that well.
Come and knock on our door.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She lives below Mr.
Suzanne Summers?
That's right. Ah. Take a look at Suzanne.
Wow.
And for anybody who watched her work on Three's Company, take a look at the following shot. No pun intended.
Ah.
When she's shot right between her boobs.
Oh, yeah. No.
There is a minor problem. There is a bullet hole in her chest late in the scene.
That kind of takes the steam out of it.
But well, not for all of us, Mike.
Yeah. Well, the scene is she starts in a bikini. I mean, she doesn't speak in the movie. So she's in a bikini. She runs out, and then she takes her top off, jumps in the pool, splashes around, and you get a clear, and this is my biggest thing about nude scenes, is lighting. Daylight outdoor scenes are always my favorite because the lighting's so good you don't need to worry about a dark scene in a bedroom or something. This
and those
outside.
Are real.
Those are real.
You know, Jim, as I look closely, those nipples look a bit chewed on. Don't they kind of look like dog toys?
John, I think it's a little cold, and I think that, you know, that's the cold fact. Shrinkage.
She doesn't have the Alyssa Milano areolas that you so much love.
Yeah, but it was a little warmer in the Alyssa Milano.
No, definitely.
And then once she's shot, unfortunately, there's blood on her right nipple.
The person next to her, is that Joyce DeWitt?
With a hairy chest.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's an old man.
Character. Oh, Jim, look at that. A couple of weeks off, and you really delivered the goods this week.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great effort. And
that Alyssa Milano stuff. Oh.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
Mean, I'm not really an Alyssa Milano fan, but how can you not be a fan of her from the neck to the belly?
And he's right. And the name of that movie again, Mr. Skin,
Embrace
is...
Embrace of the Vampire.
Embrace of the Vampire. Mm-hmm. I have seen that movie, and I recommend it also. It is a lot of fun.
And the other movie is Sunny, if you want to see the girl from Charles in Charge.
Josie Davis, great news.
Brenda Vaccaro. I'm probably going to get
that. Forward past the Brenda Vaccaro.
I'm going to get it. No, I'll watch the Brenda Vaccaro part.
I'm sorry that there's not any Brenda down there.
No Brenda Bush. Jimmy, your website is the greatest. Again, how it works is you go there, you type in an actress's name, and if she's ever been naked in anything, you get still photos, you get real time. It's great. It's
great.
It's my favorite website.
Absolutely. You know, and you live with it even without Brenda Vaccaro.
Yeah. Yeah, you can skip the Brenda Vaccaro stuff.
All right, Jimmy, thanks. It's www.mrskin.com. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for moving your schedule this week, Jimmy.
No problem, guys. Take care.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Jim Skin.
Wow. He delivered this week.
Yeah, you made me laugh during that segment. Normally, that's a, purely voyeuristic segment for me, but when you felt it necessary to inquire as to whether there was more of Ms. Vaccaro.
Listen, she's an old broad.
I understand that Don was asking if they could see me down there.
Yeah, and back in the day, she did commercials when she was an old broad back then.
Brenda's V.
A lot of people wonder about periods. I'm here to tell you, it was like a groundbreaking commercial because nobody talked about periods.
Right.
Women get periods. That's why we need tampons.
You couldn't have picked a more hideous model to think about bleeding out of that intimate. You're bleeding out of one of the orifices on your body. And
right.
In essence, what you're doing is you're taking a piece of wool
Cotton, Don.
Wool might be a little painful in the winter.
You're taking a pipe cleaner, and what you're doing, you're inserting it to seal the deal.
Yeah.
I would think you would get somebody who had a more beautiful aura about them.
Like the aforementioned Charlotte Ray.
But, probably not a concern for Miss Vaccaro anymore.
Oh, I know. Well, not for quite some years.
But it doesn't mean she wouldn't have any discharge, though.
Oh, no.
Stop.
So now,
what?
Now my lunch is coming up.
Dishonorable discharge.
Anyway, the website is MrSkin.com, and really, no lie, he's the greatest. And I've seen this Dirty Harry movie, Magnum Force. I've got it on DVD, but I watch it whenever it's on. It's one of those movies on TBS all the time. I do the Clint Eastwood weekend. Never noticed it was Suzanne Somers. Never noticed. What are you laughing at?
That picture of that guy, that actor, that poor actor that's really using all that is pure acting right there.
There's some guy who's having to get it on with Flo Vaccaro. All right, that's Jim Skin, and we thank you, Jim. It's 419 now. Don and Mike Show, Washington 106.7, Baltimore 105.7, in Ocean City 95.9er. Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
WJFK.
And now with extended traffic, here's Cara Cunning.
Like Dylan and the Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
Listen up, you BME. From Washington, D.C. on WKFK. From Baltimore on Live 105. And from Ocean City on 96 Rock. You can call Don and Mike toll free at 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Thank you.
The keynote speakers at the PM Banquet, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
429. Don and Mike Show on 106.7. Washington, 105.7 Baltimore. 95.9 Ocean City, I'm sorry. Above this, who just effed up the weather yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Standing by his forecast today. Now, is this real or made up?
That's a real forecast that I have decided that I'm backing. I am going to make a daily opinion, make a call on whether or not I believe him.
You really
today,
do.
I'm telling you, sunshine through the weekend. Except at night.
77 today. Hey, that's an old one, Buzz.
Yeah, thank you.
And 80 through the weekend, sunny. Temp now, D.C. 71, Baltimore 74, Ocean City 77, and a Friday favorite right now.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
No, I know who it is. Well, I always know who it is, but today I know because he's coming in for help. And it's not often that a man of this stature asks for help.
True. Tom Brokaw. Don, I am ABC Nightly News. How are you?
Tom.
It's great to be with each and every one of you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
Hi, Tom.
Tom Brokaw.
Nice to have you.
Seen Nightly News. Really, lots of activity going on in the news around the country. It's really been kind of a very busy news year with the war and the Iraqi conflict.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I got here.
How have you been, Don?
Oh, I've been great. Thanks for asking.
Congratulations on your son's going to Clemson. Clemson, easy school for me to... pronounce, you see. I like that better than Vanderbilt.
So I give this letter from this guy at NBC.
Yeah, NBC Nightly News.
Who's not had you on the show for a while. They want to book Tom Brokaw. Now,
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, with all the news that's relevant to you.
That says...
Hi, Rob.
...that Tom has nothing to promote. However...
Hello.
I've been told through your doctors at NBC...
My doctors.
...you are having problems with the words... Gubernatorial.
That is on my list. That is actually the what I'm here for. The
Schwarzenegger.
The almost pretty much impossible.
Huffington.
Yeah, Huffington.
Recall. You have a problem with recall?
It's the combination of the L sounds and the R's together, which has been troubling me for a number of years now. And sometimes even the simplest two-syllable words will... cause great difficulty, and recall just requires a tremendous amount of effort for me to say. But on the other hand, I stand by the fact that I'm still today's one of today's best anchors.
Now, I know that you cannot take a stand on one side or another because we got this BS that you're supposed to be impartial. But
well, fairness.
The guy
is
who's
important.
The guy who's got the job.
Yeah.
You can say his name with no problems.
The guy, Gray Davis.
See?
Gray Davis, governor of California.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And unfortunately, I know I can't line up on one side or the other, but I will tell you, the people of California would do well to maintain the status quo, because it will be easier for me on NBC Nightly News to pronounce Gray Davis, governor of California, as opposed to the movie star, which is what I like to refer to him at. The movie star's campaign, they won't allow me to say it on NBC Nightly News. Unfortunately, they insist on me using the particular name of the Austrian candidate. Austrian candidate would also be something I could use, but they insist that I should come down for the Geronimo tutorial.
Did you know that his dad was a Nazi?
I am aware of the history of the Austrian candidate and for the governor's race in California. And although I have difficulty speaking, I would like to pass along to all of my NBC Nightly News fans that my proctologist has given me a 100% clean bill of health, Don. Thank you.
Let's start by calling him the A-Man.
The A-Man. Easy as pie.
The S-Man.
The S-Man.
The A.S. Man.
The A.S. Man.
The A.S.S. Man.
The A.S.S. Man.
The Ass Man.
The Ass Man.
Now,
yeah.
You say, I am the A-Man.
I am the A-Man.
I am the S-Man.
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 I am Tom Brokaw, the Ass Man.
Hey, this one.
Thank you, Don.
I love A.
I love A.
I love ass.
I love ass.
See, you've cut through. Yeah. Tom, very good. I'm
this is a new, I will tell you, this
old
is a new,
star.
This is a new form of instruction that we're doing. Normally, you don't go take me through these small exercises.
Okay, well,
we normally jump right into the words, and but I am an ass man. Make no mistake about that. Tom Brokaw enjoys Brazil's favorite body part. The ass.
Now, this is directly from Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign literature.
Your vocal tutorial is somewhat unorthodox.
This is directly from Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign literature.
You're bragging, and you're showing me up already by mentioning that name.
But just,
I understand that, and I wish I could pronounce the name clearly, but unfortunately, it is the single most difficult exercise in my years of anchoring NBC Nightly News.
This is something it says on the stuff that they sent us. Hitler's choice.
Hitler's choice. Hitler's choice.
There you go.
Hitler's choice.
And good, Tom, good, because you accented that Hitler was bad.
I feel satisfaction. The same kind of satisfaction I enjoy when looking at the ass of Soledad O'Brien.
You know, she works for, can you guess who she works for?
A news operation.
Which one? Which one?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Yours?
NBC Nightly News.
Negative.
She's left the employ of...
Yeah.
She was a substitute on the Today Show, occasionally sitting in for the perky Katie Couric.
She's moved
on. A good friend of mine, not as close as I was to Jane Pauley, though.
Hey,
Katie Couric. Jane Pauley. Matt Lauer.
Lauer.
Well, you say potato.
I saw Jane Pauley the other night on Letterman.
Lovely, talented, wonderful journalist, and I'd just like to say, Jane, in your future endeavors... I wish you Godspeed. It's been you're a classy lady, and although we've had our moments, I wish you adieu.
She looked like she gained about 100 pounds.
Well, she's no longer working in the employ. She's left A-Line after she left the Today Show.
Hey, Tom.
What are those pictures you have? Don, those are...
Take a look at that.
Wow.
Who's that?
Wow.
Can you say that name?
Brenda Vaccaro.
Now,
she is a POA.
This is like a little intelligence test.
Very good.
Sexual intelligence
test. Where did you get those nudes?
Look at this picture.
Those are beautiful nudes.
And tell me, is there anything else you'd like to see in that picture?
I see that the right breast seems to be exposed. What I'd really like to see is down there. I'd like to see Brenda's V.
Hey, Tom,
I'd like to see that.
You and me together.
Are there pictures of the bush?
No, there are not.
Really?
There are not.
So you've never seen Lavia? You haven't seen that?
No, I haven't.
My Carl's Lavia.
All right, let's start with...
Carl Lavia. Sounds like an Italian movie star.
Let's start with Arnold.
Carl Lavia.
Arnold. Tom, what do you drive to work every day?
A car.
Okay, so...
Actually, a limo.
Okay, but if you were...
I shuttled from my Manhattan apartment to my Manhattan studios in a limo.
But if you were a regular guy, you would drive a...
When I'm out in my at my ranch, I drive a regular car.
Okay, car.
By myself.
Oh. Now, for the first part of this exercise...
Yes, Tom.
It's going to be...
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Now, what is it on in the middle of your face as you point right there, that thing with the...
On nose.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Let's take the first word, car.
Car.
Nose.
Car nose.
And then I want you just to say...
I'm still thinking about Brenda Beccaro's bush.
Old.
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 Now, I know L's are a problem.
Old.
Old. Now say car.
Car.
Nose.
Nose.
Old.
Car nose.
Old. Car nose old.
Car nose old.
Now, take the C off car.
So are you talking about Brenda Vaccaro?
No, no, no. So now you're saying R nose
old. R nose.
Yeah.
R nose old. R nose old? R nose old.
I think that's close enough to get him through.
Are you talking about, why are you tutoring me on Arnold? I have no problem saying Arnold. It's the last goddamn name that I've been struggling with, and you're walking me through like I'm a second grader, when the fact of the matter is the difficulty for Tom Brokaw at NBC Nightly News is to pronounce that ridiculously long last name of his, which I have no idea what origin it comes from.
Well, I think you know it's Austrian.
Austrian, yeah. I'm not familiar. I don't like any European name.
I know you can't say the name Schwarzkopf.
I had trouble with Bosnia.
I know you like General Schwarzkopf.
Schwarzkopf.
Say Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Now, you like holidays.
I do indeed. There's
you like
quite like Christmas time in the Brokaw family.
You like eggnog.
Yeah.
Now, rather than go down a road where we could have racial problems...
If you see Vaccaro, tell her I can go all night. Even at my age.
Rather than go down a road...
Yeah, Don.
Where I know there are...
Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Say, Schwartz...
Arnold's campaign.
Schwartz and then eggnogger. Schwartz eggnogger.
Schwartz eggnogger. Schwartz eggnogger.
Now, see, I think that'll work for you.
Schwarzenegger.
Okay, I'm afraid if I try to teach you another way with a word that I don't like using...
I suppose you'd be in a world of hurt at that point.
Oh, I think you would, because you'd be on TV saying that word.
Schwarzenegger. I don't think I can.
Think of Norman Schwarzkopf, your friend.
I'm having trouble concentrating with your lesson. I'll tell you why.
Why?
All I can think of now is the fact that Brenda Vaccaro tastes like candy.
How do you know
the candy sweet taste of Vaccaro?
How do you know she tastes like candy?
You've tapped into something most fans of Tom Brokaw and NBC Nightly News program are unaware of. The fact that for many, many moons, I've had quite the steam and undies for Brenda Vaccaro. I'm not sure whether you're aware of that.
Tom, you know, we're broadcasting, we're focusing the show on three cities today.
I'm focusing my show on Brenda's sugar walls.
Can you say 106.7 Washington?
106.7 Washington. Tom Brokaw visiting with the Don and Mike nationally syndicated show.
Kind of. 105.7.
You have problems with that? Perhaps I could have an exclusive on NBC Nightly News. Trouble in Westwood One Town. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
You know what you could do a story
about? Hey,
you could do a story about how kidney stones
have caused a bump in the road for the contract situation with Don and Mike and their alleged network.
And not our kidney stones.
No. Not at all. You seem to be standing up straight without any agony whatsoever.
No problem.
So have I. I've had terrible kidney stones. They lodged in my tongue.
All right. 105.7 Baltimore.
105.7 Baltimore, Vaccaro.
Very good. And 95.9 Ocean City.
95.9 Tom Brokaw, OC. Ocean City.
Ocean City. Very good.
Ocean City. Hi, John Norman.
Who is the movie star who's running for governor of California?
Brenda McCarro. Oh.
You've learned his name now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know, you could probably get away with calling him Arnold Schwartz.
Arnold Schwartz. I'm Tom Brokaw. Get me Brenda Vaccaro and three cases of honey. I can't get her off of my mind. I can do, you know, the fact that I'm not able to get around these words does not diminish my ability as a lover with my mouth.
Now, listen, we have 1 minute left. Here's what I want you to do. Get a running start. I'm going to play your music.
This is a mouth that is designed for sex.
I want you to announce.
I hope you're aware of that.
I want you to announce the California gubernatorial recall starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Not going
to
happen.
Go. Give it a try.
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. More controversy in the California gubernatorial featuring Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's all I got. I'm open to experimentation, though. Brenda would enjoy my mouth. Did you know that? Looking at me in my fine white collar with the blue shirt and my sensible striped tie and my blue blazer, you probably would be unaware of the fact that I can go all night and I have a great mouth.
You eat at the Y?
It's what I live for. It's the first place I go. And Brenda Vaccaro... Absolutely. I would take the e-ticket down there. La, la, la.
Tom, we're going to play Jeopardy now with the first two people to call us here.
Is Brenda Vaccaro going to be on the game?
I don't believe so.
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, with a legitimate invitation to anyone who sees Brenda Vaccaro. Tell her Tom's mouth is waiting.
You know, this was supposed to be about you learning how to say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Until I thought about how she tastes like candy.
Our number is 877-365-3636 from D.C., from Baltimore, from Ocean City. It's 444 on the Don and Mike show.
It's 444.
444.
I must get to New York right now.
Why? Why?
Did I ever tell you I did five at once?
Five what? One.
News interns.
We'll be right back on WJFK.
WJFK.
And now extended traffic.
Accidents on the outer loop out of your way with the CW Parkway, one at 66, Jackson River Road down to 66, though. Toll Road, Airport Lane.
How does that?
The Access Road, Westbound 428, car on
its don't interrupt her.
Side. Traffic brought to you by Blockbuster, your favorite movie, guaranteed to be there.
Under Blockbuster.
Like the thriller Identity starring John Cusack. Rented, make it a Blockbuster night. Sales in participating stores.
Robot.
Here's roughly Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Tom Gavin.
She sounds sexy.
Infinity Broadcasting, JFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Miller Lite.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month, that's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's a plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too.
Well, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure we do.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
Oh, hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Hold on. I had the music there. No, Rob, I'll take it from the top.
All righty.
Hold on.
Got so many new elements here. Let me see. I got this thing going.
Calling for a do-over.
Yep, do-over.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty, the Don and Mike Show.
My brain hurts.
Boy, you don't like this? It's Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Let me see if I got something here.
I like rock.
Hold on.
I love rock and roll.
Any good
put
Charlotte?
Another dime in the jukebox. What's that, Buzz?
I just am wondering if he had any good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte. Good. You're doing that to tease me.
Yes, yes, I am.
I
hold
can't
on, I
pronounce
one,
that name.
I got one for you, Tom.
Very good.
Hold on.
Something jitterbuggy.
Well,
let's
you're gonna,
jitterbug right now.
You're going to dig this.
A jitterbug. A nice, good, peppy jitterbug.
Then I got right to
Tom Brokaw likes next to Brenda Vaccaro's V.
Hey, one more time out of the jingle. Here we go.
I know.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
Profoundly Normal, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I beg your pardon.
Now I'm in your wheelhouse.
I never promised you a rose garden.
Okay.
And a lawn with sunshine.
As a joke,
there has to be a little rain sometime.
Tom, let's play low budget. Hi, Tom. Let's play low budget Jeff R.D.
This is a low budget Jeopardy. Tom Brokaw introducing our contestants. First of all, a very challenging job, a pet sitter from Woodbridge, Virginia. Let's welcome Flora Brown.
Hi.
Hi there, Flora. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, I noticed that on line six, that's gone dead, baby. I got to go to...
Hello?
We're just going to have to see who's on seven. Hello.
Does that mean we're not going to be able to speak with Billy White?
Hold on, I think...
Billy White.
Hey, Flora...
Oh, no. Is Flora there?
Let me just stop this.
I know her sister, Fauna.
Oh,
little flora fauna joke.
How come all of the lines are ringing, but I don't see them here, like where I can pick them up?
Did we lose our pet sitter?
Something wrong with the digital telephones today.
The digital telephone system here at the Nerve Center of the Donna Mike Show in Washington, D.C.
Now they're ringing.
Ah.
Now they're ringing.
I believe we've lost Flora and Billy White.
Hold on. I get some new people right now. Hi, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Low Budget Jeopardy. It's George calling.
Where are you from, George?
Burlington, Vermont.
Oh. Sorry about that. See, Charlie, the caller ID is all screwed up. It said 410.
410.
That's an area code we're looking for.
Not a time check.
See, like...
You're going to really screw people up now.
That's the old screen, because evidently there's no one on hold, right?
There's no one
but
on hold.
But the display says there are two.
There seems to be a problem. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News... Pandemonium ensued at the Donna Mike Show.
Yes. Take over now. Now, see if you can explain this to our listeners.
The way it works is, unfortunately, the digitized telephone system used on the Donna Mike Show momentarily crashed, causing great disturbances along the telephone network, causing also the loss of Flora Brown and Billy White, the two contestants who I frankly enjoy their names immensely. And now we are desperately trying to patch together the phone system to get some contestants on the air, or we could disregard the game in its entirety, and you and I could simply wax nostalgic about Brenda Vaccaro.
I'll tell you what, we have somebody we can have you play for this person.
That's Flora.
Oh, here is Flora.
Flora Brown.
Flora.
Hey.
Tom Brokaw, how are you, dear?
Hi, Tom. You sound sexy today.
Thank you so much. Great to have you on the show.
Flora, I have great news for you. If you don't know the answer, you're going to be playing by yourself.
I could read from some of my writings to you.
I play by myself all the time.
If you, I brought them with me. I keep them close by.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This one I penned in the limo coming over to the studio.
All right, Tom.
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. It was a hot, sultry summer evening as my fingers gently undid her brassiere strap. Suddenly...
Is it about Brenda Vaccaro?
Falling into my hands were Brenda's ample bosoms.
Okay. Listen, here's the deal, Flora.
Okay.
That we have all of the lines ringing now.
Where's Billy White?
Okay.
He's our other contestant.
He's gone.
He's from Ocean City.
The phone system crashed.
Yes. Billy White.
And we're trying desperately, as Jerry would say.
Desperately.
To take calls from Washington, 106.7.
That is the intent and the goal.
Baltimore, 105.7.
Right.
And Ocean City, 96 Rock, 95.9. Please take no offense if you're calling from a city other than those three cities.
No. Her nipples were dotted with coarse hair.
Flora?
Yes.
Here's the deal. I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
And if you don't know the answer, Tom can help you.
All right.
Are you ready?
We're just playing with Flora.
Yeah, because
but
right
now we have another contestant.
Hold
here.
On, line two. But Rob, we're never going to hit Nancy with this.
We have Paul Nuffable. Paul is a student from Herndon, Virginia, who is on the line. Paul?
Hey. Hi, Tom. Hey.
All right. Well, we got to play fast, so it's got to be a lightning round.
Play fast, rapid fire.
Okay. Oh, and hold on. I forgot to ask you, just so we double check, where are you guys from? Flora, where are you from?
Flora is a pet sitter from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Right.
Paul is a student from Herndon, Virginia.
Great.
Okay, right. Both in the markets we want to be in.
Flora, are you there? Yeah. We've lost Flora now.
Again.
Perhaps I could go back to my dramatic
You've got her now.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, God, I keep losing you guys.
Hey, it's the greatest show we've ever done. You're fortunate to be right here as we're melting down.
Her
stomach felt big against my thigh.
501.
On 106.7 Washington, 105.7 Baltimore, 95.9 Ocean City.
Due to the rolls of fat, she was unaware of my exciting state.
Here are your categories.
Okay.
This weekend, starting quarterback.
Touché.
Okay. Plastic surgery or not?
Okay.
I've had many.
Who makes that vehicle?
Okay.
Vehicle.
Okay. Around America.
Mm.
And new on Vivid.
How about American Eroticism for 20, Alex?
Oh, you have...
Oh, no.
Starting...
I have starting quarterback.
Good for you,
plastic
honey.
Plastic surgery, or... And who makes what vehicle?
Well, no, honey.
Pick one for her.
Just one, please.
Your call.
I'm sorry. I'll take who makes what vehicle.
All right. Great car. I happen to drive it myself. I've got four, and I'm bragging because I'm rich.
Okay.
The Focus.
What is Ford?
$1 for Ford. The game is off and running. Select again, please. Rapid fire.
It's my dream if this show really, really takes off. Mm-hmm. I'll have a Ford Focus for every day of the week.
Well, you are a spender.
Right now, I've only got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
No one can ever accuse you of being parson cheap.
Go again, Flora.
Okay. I will take who makes what vehicle for two, please.
Right. The Monte Carlo.
That would be... What would be Chevrolet?
The Timeless Monte Carlo.
Timeless. Her musky aroma confused my emotions. Select again, Flora.
Okay. I will take who makes what vehicle for three, please.
The exciting Xterra.
What is Nissan?
There you go. Well, now
$3 if you run the first category, Flora.
I would like to take plastic surgery for one, please.
Okay, have these stars had plastic surgery or not? For one, Whoopi Goldberg.
What would be no?
Paul, your chance to steal.
What would be yes?
Yeah, now you would think she's had, like, ass done or something. Mm. She's had some kind of boob reduction.
Oh.
Breast reduction surgery for Whoopi. And Paul, you're in control.
Plastic surgery for two, please.
Paula Abdul.
Oh, God, yes.
Not your turn,
honey.
Yes.
Not your turn.
Paul, your chance again. Why don't you give another go, Paulie?
What is yes?
Yeah, and you know what? I think I got a souvenir from last night's Redskins game.
Oh, dear. Listen up, Don Geronimo.
Plastic surgery for three, please.
Hold on.
Oh.
Don's making a statement.
No, I can't.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm serious. You know what?
We're glad we stopped you before you dropped the kids off at the pool.
I think I might need a little toilet paper.
Oh, and I think you may have visited that souvenir stand earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Maybe more than once.
There seems to be quite a bouquet. Your belly button flavor was reminiscent of Roquefort.
Can I really get some toilet paper?
Oh, dear. Oh, that's not good.
It smells like bratwurst.
Thanks, bro.
Captain.
Thanks. Rob, why don't you turn your back?
Yeah, I think I'll...
Maybe I'll do the
same
thing.
Let's all do that, yeah.
This is disturbing. This is a momentary disturbance.
A little accident on the show.
Not much.
What was that
burp? That wasn't me.
I weighed him.
What is going on here?
It wasn't me.
Is this a radio program or a fraternity house? That's the question I would...
Everything is safe, guys.
Are you done?
It was Charlie.
All right, are you through?
I'm done.
Was it successful?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Oh. Oh, God.
It's not that much.
I'm losing my character.
Just enough.
It's not that much.
Disgusting.
I need
Please throw it away.
I'm going to have nightmares.
Put it away. Never to be seen again.
On, like you've never seen that before.
Not yours.
Never seen yours.
Your toilet paper? What has Brown done for you lately?
All right, who's...
Where were we? I have completely lost my train of thought.
Ralph, you got to help me configure this now, because Nancy's time has moved, so now we have more time. Oh. We might have to blow off the good doctor today. Until next week, Charlie. You know, Charlie, just step up. We're having too much stuff.
Hi, Charlie. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Did you see Don wipe himself?
Yes, I did.
That bitch, Jim Nance, and I mean that only in the nicest possible way because he's a great woman. His original time was 5:15.
What time is she scheduled for now?
Then he moved it to 5:30. Then he moved it to 5:15. Now he's moved it to 5:45.
If we break here at 5:10 and five more minutes, we're back in 20. We can give the good doctor 15 minutes and still hit Nance on time.
But we're not going to finish Jeopardy in 4 minutes.
So reconfigure head. What if we just do? What if we just do? And I'm sorry, we're having this on the air. Everything is on the air now.
Everything is wide open on the air. It's an open book,
sure
a
is.
Primer, if you will, as to how to do a radio show.
You know what we'll do? We will just we'll just go to final little bit of Jeopardy right now. That's what we'll do.
I think that's a marvelous solution.
Thank you, guys.
Because after all,
fire and
I just wiped myself on the radio.
That's a first on the Donna Mike Show. Yes.
Dirty bird. Dirty.
You were trying a little too hard there.
Listen, I was trying to give you some entertainment, okay? I thought I had...
Highly entertaining is my backwards turn.
I thought I had a big FedEx fart coming out.
And Flora and Paul, the score now, Don, is 6-3.
6-3. Okay, and we're going to skip through who made, let me see, starting quarterbacks around America and DVD. So, Charlie,
yes.
At our next break, we'll have Dr. Capers.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll have Jim Nance.
Perfect.
There you go.
I certainly hope the show ends soon because I'm wiped.
It's 5:07 on WJFK Live 105 and 96 Rock.
Wow.
Do you see what a looser, let me just say something now. Totally off topic.
Yeah.
Do you see what a looser ambiance we have going back to just doing a show that's just a show? Now, granted, it might not be as good a show as the show you've heard before, but it's a looser show, isn't it?
I love the show.
Yeah. It's great.
I love the show the way it is.
Her hands began to rapidly explore my body. I've always found you charming.
Is that her hands or mine?
Did she wipe you?
How about a snuggle? Yes, I'm making toilet paper jokes.
Here are your categories.
Go ahead, Mr. Whipple.
Here's your category, I should say. Stars of the Jerry Telethon.
Oh, my God.
So here you go. It's the current age of one of the acts chosen for the final hour of the Jerry Telethon. Here's your question. We need the answer in the form of a question. The current age of former, momentarily famous, and now irrelevant, Clay Aiken.
Oh, good God.
Hold on.
Put a sock in it, Flora.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
You know what a sock
would... Please don't beat me.
A sock would have worked for me.
A sock. And no one's going to beat you, Flora. You're among friends here.
Okay, thank you.
The current age of former, momentarily famous, and now irrelevant, Clay Aiken, who was on the Jerry Telethon, a kid's answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Tom Brokaw position paper. I'm Tom Brokaw, ABC Nightly News, and in this handy paperback, I've assembled detailed photographs of all of my favorite positions, from missionary to reverse cowboy. These photos are educational as well as erotic, and feature some of today's finest newswomen, from Andrea Mitchell to Candy Crowley, and me, your humble newsman, taking these news hotties to their paces in the Tom Brokaw position paper. Now back to the final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Tom. Good read.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. This has been the wildest game we have ever played.
Absolutely wild as a wild ride in the sheets.
I want to talk to who first?
You'd like to go to Paul. He has the lowest score in the truncated Low Budget Jeopardy game.
Paul, it's in the form of a question. The current age of former momentarily famous and now irrelevant Clay Aiken.
What, it's 23?
You double your score to $6. Hang on there, Paul. Now, there's an outside chance you could win the game.
Now, Flora, if you have the right answer, you're the winner.
You guys, I know the answer, but I want to change it from what I gave Joe.
Yeah, can't do that. Flora.
What did you tell Joe, Flora?
Oh, God. I told Joe I was 25, but I know he's 24.
You're wrong on both counts, Flora, and that knocks you down to zero. Unfortunately, you will not be our Low Budget Jeopardy champion.
Hold on. What did Paul say, 23?
He said 23, and you gave him the ding.
I told him 25.
I was wrong.
That means they're both wrong, unfortunately. How old is he at Lord Quizmaster?
He's 24.
He's 24, which means... Well, unfortunately,
you
the first...
You said 25 to Joe.
We do not have a winner. Everyone, I'm going to get out the fire hose.
Please.
This is the best show we've ever done.
Sure I am going to get out the fire hose if people cannot discipline themselves.
Okay.
Oh, please, listen, guys.
What is that paper you have in your hand?
Oh, no, it's just
checking. I was making sure you were holding on to some previous paper product.
No, that's
very good.
That paper.
No, don't
get that out again.
Please don't.
Can I get an extra credit?
No.
Please?
Yeah. I'd like an extra credit, too.
There you go. Send that out to the fans.
Put that back. Put that away, never to be seen again, Don Geronimo.
That means
a life. This is the best show we've ever done.
Listen, just don't.
Jesus Christ.
Tell these people what they've won, Tom.
First of all, you've won a Cradle to the Grave prize pack and a free pizza and an order of breadsticks.
Hey.
I'm sure they're happy with this slot. From Papa John's. Order Cradle to Grave tonight on demand pay-per-view, starring every half hour on digital cable. From Comcast Cable, Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. But wait.
There's more.
You want an Inside the NFL press pack. Catch the premiere of HBO's Inside the NFL when Bob Pistis, Chris Collins, and Dan Marino and Chris Carter return.
Dan Marino.
Inside the NFL airs every Wednesday at 10 p.m. 9 Central, beginning September 10th on HBO. There we go.
Can I trade that for a picture, Don and Mike?
Aren't you a sweet lady, Flora? You sound charming.
I tell you what, Flora, I'll send the bit of napkin that I use to clean myself.
That works. That'll be fine. Just a little DNA is always good.
Suitable for framing.
A little DNA. Don't forget, I once sent a guy a booger.
You did through the mail. This would be a new low.
Is this number three or number two?
Pardon me?
Is this number three or number two?
Oh, it's number two, honey. What do you think? I had number three on the radio?
Can I have the corn bits?
A tiny bead of sweat trickled down her fuzzy back.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, both of you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
For the nuttiest low-budget Jeopardy that we've ever done.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom?
Highly disturbing, Don.
And incidentally, I want to mention, I see all of the people calling on the digital phones here. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 12 lines. I can't answer them because they've gone belly up on me.
Belly up.
Don't know what's wrong.
Internet's down, too.
Is it really?
Yeah, the whole place is falling apart.
Everything is crumbling at the foundation.
But still, I maintain this is...
Delightful! This is the best show we've ever done!
I'm having fun. How about you, Tom?
I think I need some toilet paper.
Tom, always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Boron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Wash those hands.
I will.
Jesus.
That went well.
I will. What do you want me to do?
I'm kidding.
I had a dollop.
Yes.
I had a dollop in my pants.
You know, what's great about this show, how many years has it been?
And there's 18. Still,
you come in here, you never know when you're going to get a first.
It's 513. 513 on WJFK. Also, Live 105 in Baltimore, 96 Rock in Ocean City. We'll be right back now. The way we moved it around, Crazy Dr. Capers, and then... The temperamental Nancy.
Yes, Nancy, who's just been playing with our schedule today like a cat with a ball of yarn.
That's the reason my balls are in an uproar today.
Well, more than your balls.
My bowels. 513 on the Dynamite Show.
WJFK.
And now extended traffic. Listen, it's longer. It's better.
Uh-huh.
523. And here you go with the forecast, which is the same for D.C., Baltimore, and Ocean City. According to Buzz, you're on the hook here, Buzz.
Okay.
Sunshine through the weekend, low in the 60s, high in the 80s. Now, D.C. 69, Baltimore 72.
WKFK.
Ocean City 75.
His friends say Elvis did anything to get more drugs, resorting even to self-mutilation.
He's got his foot on the examining stool, and there's a hole. As big as a quarter.
Uh-huh.
He was digging in his foot.
What did he say?
And he looked at me and he says, I ought to get some good stuff with this.
WJFK. It's
our
Mike Show.
Listen up, you BM eaters. From Washington, D.C. on WKFK. From Baltimore on Live 105. And from Ocean City on 96 Rock. You can call Don and Mike toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Just try to surround yourself with people who can give you a little happiness because you only pass through this life once, Jack. You don't come back for an encore.
Right on, Elvis. They will gladly render your body fat into soap and then grind up your bones to make bread. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
We're back at 525. Don and Mike Show on 106.7 Washington, 105.7 Baltimore, 95.9 Ocean City. What?
Y'all scrubbed up now?
Yeah, and you know, I just want to say for the record, not a major deal. Good. I had a wet fart. It was a wet fart.
Okay.
Why walk around? We had 10 more minutes in the segment, maybe 15 minutes. Why walk around with a wet fart back there?
Absolutely.
Exactly. I got a napkin, went back. I happen to be wearing athletic, what do you call these things, Buzz? They're just like
shorts.
Shorts, yeah. You know what I mean? Like
basketball shorts.
Yeah. I just
went down there with a napkin, pulled it out, cleaned it, did it.
And then in the break, scampered on down to, did you finish it? I mean, did you do any more maintenance, or you just hit the sink?
Just went to the sink.
Oh, very good.
And my underpants are clean as a whistle.
Good.
Now, the phone situation is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to the phone, we still have Flora and Billy, our original low-budget Jeopardy contestants, on hold to play the game.
That wouldn't be right.
And that's not right.
No, the only thing you need to know is that there's a good doctor for you on line 5.
On line number 5, Dr. Yes. James Capers.
Who believes that Elvis is still alive.
Okay, let's go to... Mike, I'm not sure if that's exactly what his hook is this time.
Okay, we'll find out soon enough.
Dr. Capers.
Cancel.
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show, Dr. Capers.
I bust my britches and cut up my credit card. I'm so happy to be with you today.
It's been a really long time since we've spoken with you.
Well, I know, but it hasn't been that long.
No, not really.
No, and plus on top of that, I do listen to both of you, and I love your show, and a lot of my following also listens to your show. Love you!
Yeah.
Now the paperwork that we got from you had something to do with Elvis, and we were going to book you on the show around Elvis' death day, but it didn't work out. Now, I don't have it in front of me, but you got to help me, Doc. Is it that you met Elvis? Elvis is still alive? What's the deal?
Well, it's like this. Okay. What actually happened was his ghost came to me during meditation.
Wow. Elvis's ghost spoke to you?
Yes, and I said, Elvis.
Did you say?
Stay away from my pelvis.
Did you say that he came to you on medication?
No, I wasn't on Prozac, Miller, or poetry.
What did you say? Meditation.
Meditation.
So I'm meditation, not medication.
Although you could make a pretty good case listening to you, Dr.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. You guys are laughing, but you remember Carla Faye Tucker came to me, the young lady, Christian lady, who was on death row in Texas, and said that President Bush was cursed and he would never precede the White House, and he was Governor Bush at that time, and we all saw what happened. The rest was history.
Yeah.
What happened?
And then
there?
Nicole Simpson also came to me concerning OJ and gave 25 facts of the case before they were published. So I don't know. Whatever I'm smoking is pretty good.
See, now, for those of you that have not heard Dr. What he's saying is that his visions are, in fact, accurate. And he gets this from beyond the grave.
But I just want to say, as an impartial observer, I'm not impartial, I'm a fan of Dr. Capers.
I know you are.
Oh, thank you.
I believe that, for instance, the bulletin about Nicole Simpson contacting him happened months after O.J. cut her head off.
That was correct.
Okay, so it's not like you had the news before the fact.
This was after the fact. And people who want to catch up with me and learn all about these gifts that we have, they can go up on my website, drjamescapers.com, and get my new book, guys. It's great!
Buzz,
fantastic!
Buzz, is our internet still down here?
No, let me fire up the browser here.
Yeah. And just while we're doing that, I want to make sure. Do you consider yourself, Dr. Capers, a medium, a psychic, a telepath? What do you consider yourself? What do you call yourself?
Well, actually, what I really am is called a trans-channeler avatar.
Avatar?
And, yeah, a trans-channel avatar. And basically that means that if I'm around anyone who truly has a spiritual gift, I can emulate it. I can pick it up. I only need to see it done one time.
Now, is it Dr. One Word, D-O-C-T-O-R, James Capers?
No, just D-R. James, J-A-M-E-S, Capers, C-A-P-E-R-S, .com. Dr. James Capers,
.com. It says here, we can't find www.drjamescapers.com. But it could be our crappy internet connection.
Oh, how terrible, guys.
How old are you, Doc?
Old enough to know that, I better not tell you.
No, how old?
Now, listen, guys, there's a picture of me up on the web.
Have we ever seen a picture of the doctor?
No, but listen, doctor, here's
I pictured Little Richard. Our telephones.
Hey, speaking of Little Richard, I got a chance to spend some time with Little Richard.
Really?
And Pop Daddy, matter of fact, it's on the website.
Well, that must have been a hell of a party.
Guys, let me tell you, I got up close to Richard, Little Richard. I got some garbage to spill on your show about him.
Really?
You know what, I bet, even though we can't get the computers up here and our telephones up, I bet we could put a link on WJFK.com.
To Dr. Capers' website.
To Dr. Capers' website.
What dirt are you going to spill on Little Richard?
Well, guys, do you know that all Tutti Frutti on Rudy, he ain't got no hair. He's wears the big old toupee.
Little
he
Richard
was in the
is
bathroom,
bald.
And I walked inside the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you all about it.
Wow.
And I didn't know who was standing at the mirror. And I turned around, and he turned around, and I said, Richard, is that you?
What, he looked like Al Roker?
Oh, my God. Looked like he needed a immediate Bosley hair plan.
Anybody that's seen the movie Mystery Alaska with Russell Crowe, you might have a hint that really Doc might be onto something here. That there's a scene where Russell Crowe is this, I won't give you the backstory, but he's a guy playing hockey with a bunch of Alaskans against the New York Rangers.
Right.
And they bring in Little Richard to sing the national anthem. And there's one scene where he's in an RV and he's all covered up. And if you watch the movie, and I'm a Russell Crowe fan and I've watched it a few times, his hair appears to slide from one side to the other. And it's one of those things you wonder, it's like a gaff that you never figured out. How come? Well, now, when they went back and looked at this movie, how come they didn't notice that Little Richard's hair is sliding?
Well, his hair not only slid, but it was off the bald eagle.
Really?
And it was on the sink. And he picked it up. And he said, don't you ever tell nobody. That
right.
could see me like this.
Wow.
So and if I had one of those phone cameras, I would have clicked them a couple of times and put it up on the internet.
What did Elvis say to you, Doctor?
Well, now, Elvis told me that he was going to appear in San Diego for a couple of minutes, and we were supposed to get a photograph of him. And then he'd, okay, go ahead and laugh.
Now,
we
ahead,
did Mom. Actually get a photograph of a light. All of a sudden, a flash of light appeared, but we didn't get anything, I would say, that's really, really fantastic. But we did get something.
No jumpsuit or anything like that?
No, we got it. Guys, really, all jokes aside, we were standing, waiting, and all of a sudden, there was this big flash of light that appeared, and smoke that came from nowhere.
Any smell?
Yeah, it smelled like, it's not like sulfur.
Teen spirit?
Hold on. I can't say if it's...
Buzz has the website.
I know this is far out, but those of you who know and truly have had a personal experience with a poltergeist... And
hey,
a ghost,
Buzz?
You know that I'm telling the truth.
Is it Dr. Dr. period?
No, period.
No period.
Dr. James Capers with a C.
DrJamescapers
.com.
It's
yes.
Wild and load. Not what I pictured for Dr. Capers.
Mine still says cannot pull it up, but mm-hmm. you have... Well, now look at him.
Well, let me see. I'm a little surprised. I expected, you know, Little Richard, I guess.
Take a good
can look you
out.
See me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
We
yes,
see you.
Yes,
on
I look more
computer.
Like Johnny Mathis.
You really do look a little like Johnny Mathis.
Yeah, I look like that. That's why they tell me I look like Johnny Mathis. Chances are.
Uh-huh.
And I'll wear it till it grins.
And for some reason, I expected you to be in a big flowing robe.
No, guys. Not at all.
What does it say on his homepage, Buzz?
Well, it also said that. Oh, it doesn't say anything about the story about Kobe Bryant that I did an I Spy channeling on him and found out the secret when I walked into his room and found out what really happened.
Tell us. Come on, tell us. We have 1 minute left in this
episode. That's what I thought you really wanted to know.
Tell us about Kobe Bryant.
About Kobe. Well, let me tell you all about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
A clairvoyant agency, hired me to go and spy on the situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So I used astral projection. That's the ability to leave the body and also move.
Astral projection.
Yeah, not astro.
Right.
Astro is when you leave the body and you're connected.
Astral
is when you are able to leave the whole complete physical body and not be connected.
Yeah, what do you see?
I saw it all, guys.
Mm. Well, come on, what is it we got?
Okay, let me get to the juicy part because I didn't make you hold on long enough.
Yeah.
What I saw was when I walked inside the room, I saw the young lady and Kobe sitting down watching a porno movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the young lady consented into having sex. So there was consensual sex at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then as they were watching that nasty movie on TV, that porno, they started getting kinky in the porno movie, and the guy decided he wanted to hit it at the back door.
Kobe started hitting it at the back door.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you all about it. And then Kobe decided he wanted to get a little kinky. So he decided he was going to hit it at the back door, too.
Right.
And then, all of a sudden, when Kobe kind of pulled it out to throw on the side, I said, my goodness, that man's a mule just like me.
Well, and she didn't want that to happen?
Oh, my God. She said no.
Mike, unfortunately, our time is up.
Oh, man.
That's too bad.
The time is up for the segment.
Wow.
Well, we're going to have to do it.
We've got
to
get Dr. Capers back.
We're going to rebook him next week when we have more time to talk.
Absolutely.
Yes, I got to give you all the information about Kobe and what's coming up on how he's going to be convicted guilty.
I'm going to leave you on hold and let you talk to Charlie and Joe. We'll get a time next week, Dr. Capers. Again, your website is www.drjamescapers.com. Mm-hmm. We'll put a link there at wjfk.com. Good to talk to you again, Doc.
Oh, guys, good to talk to you. And don't forget, we'll be talking next week about Kobe hitting the back door.
Okay, hold on a second, please, Doc. And really,
wow.
I don't know why I call him Doc. Yeah. I don't know what he's.
You know, and now that I see him, it's he's an interesting looking man.
A doctor of, I really.
He has a doctoral degree in philosophy and religious studies from the National University.
From the Buzz was putting up the quotation marks.
From the what university?
The National University.
It's like the National Network, right?
I think it might be an internet deal.
National University.
Hey, Joe, seriously, reschedule him for, like, Tuesday.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
What part? What time?
I don't know, the middle part.
Okay.
The middle part.
Bye-bye.
National University.
Bye-bye. Very good, the back door.
The back door.
The back door. Who knew that that guy was that? I mean, we knew he was that, but we didn't know he was that after looking at his website.
Hey, he's gotten better. Since the last time he was on the show.
If you go to WJFK.com as well, I believe our fantasy teams should be up there. If not now, they'll be up there by Sunday.
Very good.
So you'll be able to actually follow our the logo of each of our teams and our lineups. Buzz, can you go there right now?
I'm going there now.
And how is it Buzz's computer works, but this goddamn thing here? You know, somebody better tell Ron and Fez. Give them a warning.
Yeah, the phones are messed up tonight.
That when they get in here tonight, they're going to have no way of knowing if anybody is calling and where they're calling from. They're going to have no idea.
It's ridiculous.
Buzz, you got anything on the WJFK.com?
I do. I got hung up for a moment on the spokesmodels, but now I've clicked on the Don and Mike show, and I'm just waiting for something to appear on the screen.
All right, we won't wait for that.
All right.
We won't wait for that. It's 5:38. We've waited long enough for the beautiful Nancy. She'll be on in a second.
Very good. Looking forward to picking the games with her.
Don and Mike show on 106.7 WJFK, 105.7 Live, 105 and 95.9, 96 Rock. And I think we're linking his website to this website to his charity website thing. To
Three Amigos Foundation?
This thing, I think so. Stay right there at Don and Mike show on WJFK. We'll be right back.
WJFK.
And now, she saw Dr. Capers. For the creepin' crud, here's Vera.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want.
Wasn't messing with her knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you got a master of the technology of this game.
Dude, how do you do that, man? Take all those soup pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
WJFK. The Don and Mike Show.
Two solid men who work with their hands for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. I have no idea if this is Nance on the phone. Because these phones really are so crazy. Buzz, your internet might be working.
Yes, I think so.
On my internet over here...
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I got one screen that has, like, one bank of calls that's normally as big as the entire screen.
Right.
Now it's a quarter of the screen.
Do you think we got us a virus?
No, I can't get into detail what it is. It's more synergy, though.
Yes.
It's the fact that...
Someone else doing something in the company?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. Junk. And we're waiting now for Jim Nance. As he, if he's on line one, I have no way of knowing if he's on line one because they have no way of...
Yeah, somebody will run in and tell you.
Telling me. But nobody's running in to tell me. I'll tell you, it's 5:50.
Uh-huh. Or perhaps run in and tell him he's not on line one.
You know? Don and Mike show on WJFK and 105.7 in Baltimore, 95.9 in Ocean City.
Just run in and yell fire.
106.7 here on WJFK.
Run in and...
Oh, here he is right now. Nancy!
Yes!
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is back for, I believe, his third consecutive year of picking the pros until they scab and bleed. The beautiful Nancy from...
Update your music, boys.
I know. And, Jim, we're going to have to get a copy of the new music.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad to see the old one go.
You know, I love that, the NFL on CBS music, but Charlie was just telling me you guys got... But some band just sent you in some stuff, and
I don't know how it got there, but you know it was very strong, and everybody loved it, well received. They knew they were going to change the game music, and then I guess that they thought the piece was so strong to carry it through, connect the pregame and the studio with the games. There's another orchestration of it for our studio. So the old NFL Today theme song you just played, that may have been the last time we'll ever hear it.
Ouch. Well, listen, Nancy, we got to get one of your production guys to give us a copy of it so you're fresh when you come on the show.
Well, Melissa can set that up for you guys.
We want to tell you first, thanks for joining us again. This year, here's what we have for you.
Okay.
We want to pick the games with you for cash, for charity.
Okay.
What we want to do is, in order to help get some awareness of your charity... the Three Amigos, we want to put a link on, we have WJFK.com, which has a bunch of stuff with our show and our fantasy football league
right,
and everything.
Exactly.
We want to put a link to the Three Amigos there. So we want our listeners, when they go and they see how our fantasy teams are doing and our picks against you.
You want to see what Jim's charity is all about.
That's great. We can get right that set up. That's very kind of you.
We'd love to, Jim, because we do know this, that the Three Amigos is a very worthwhile charity. And I've had no problems the last 2 years writing gigantic checks.
Well, I'd like to say that run is over this
helping
year.
Helping support things. Both you, Don and Mike, you both have been great supporters of the Amigos. And more than you wanted to be because you lost the picks. But
yeah, and I think that's over. That's over this year, Jim, and you should know that. I mean, this is the year that you're going down.
Before we get into the picks, let's just do... Jim, it's been, 6 months. I mean, we talked to you occasionally during golf season, but... And Final Four, we're very happy to meet you down there in New Orleans.
Wasn't that fun?
It was great. When you dropped by the show, it was the talk of the entire broadcast. You know, all those...
Radio Row.
All those Westwood One dorks that were there. It was so great you came up to be on our show. But, Jim, we've not had the chance to ask you since. You've got your big debut show on Sunday. You've got the best cast that you've ever had. You've got Deion Sanders, you've got Boomer Esiason. Jim, who's the man? Jim, who's the man?
For those that haven't heard this before, who don't know the history here, how you guys actually made me, I was just going nowhere in this business.
Absolutely.
You know,
Jimmy,
until I really looked up at you guys in 3 years and convinced me that I am the man.
There it is! Yeah! Jim Nance is the man for your Sunday football. What you do at 12 noon is you turn on CBS. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like before. It's a good show. and Jim, no offense. It's a good show. It's really a good show. I'll be honest, I'm like everybody. I go between one and the other. But the good thing is, and Jim, I don't know if you guys do this on purpose or not, CBS is the AFC league.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a lot of NFC stuff as well.
Right.
So I don't watch all the games, actually. Yep.
So I don't feel like I'm being gypped out on the NFC if I watch Jimmy. And frankly, there's a fantastic 48 hours thing happening. And I don't mean the movie, I mean the TV show. I mean, there's a fantastic white guy, black guy thing happening with Jim and Deion Sanders.
They have the best chemistry.
I like that. You know, I like the way you phrase that. And I'm going to tell Deion, who just called a few minutes ago, and I'm going to call him back and tell him that comparison. So I'm Nick Nolte, is what you're saying.
Well, and I think if I can take it a step further, I think that something that might just add to the style of the show, Jim, is perhaps if you and Deion were to take the jackets off, the suit jackets off, and wear holsters with sidearms, I think it would just... add something to it.
Show up to this outdoor set in a convertible.
Now listen, that's the only complaint again. Are they making you guys go outside again?
We are going outside again. By the way, before we get too far into this thing, Charlie, make sure you roll a tape on this for me, okay?
All right, we're rolling.
I want to have a copy of this on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. We're going to be outside again. We're going to be outside on the Fifth Avenue set, but we've got a new wrinkle.
We're not going
to be there the whole season. When the weather turns, just after Thanksgiving, we're heading inside.
Very good. Now, Jim, right. Now I'm happy.
No need to freeze up.
Not only that, moreover, once we finish, of course, you would know this.
I watch it all the time.
I know you know it. Mike, I'm not saying you wouldn't. You probably know it, too.
But we go
in from our Fifth Avenue outdoor studio to the indoor set just a few feet away where they do the early show and all that on CBS. We're not going to do that any longer. Once we finish the pregame show, we're going all the way across town over to the broadcast center, the old home of the NFL today.
Right. Good.
Going inside and wait till you see this hot new set that our esteemed team led by Eric Mann and, Tony Petitti and Sean McManus, our whole crew, they've been working on this feverishly this summer. Bob Matina, these guys are, of course, they're all avid Don and Mike listeners to begin with, but probably not. But
you're no longer having to share digs with the losers.
Rolling over to the Upper West Side.
We're moving back over to 57th Street right after the pregame, and then when we get post Thanksgiving, we're going to do everything from over there to broadcast.
Jimmy, let me tell you something. Mike and I were in New York for a while until we were absolutely senselessly canceled. But we know enough about that city to know that. Where you broadcast from is not across the street from the Home Alone Again Hotel.
No.
The place to broadcast from is right there.
Beautiful.
Black Rock. You get on 57th Street.
Midtown Manhattan.
That's where you got to be.
That's where we'll be.
So, Jim, you've got Dion coming back.
We got the whole team coming back. I got a charge today. I read in the paper. Terry Bradshaw, for some reason, every year pontificates about how he sees the world of pregame shows. Of course, he's sitting over there with the luxury of being the NFC network.
Right.
So, that's their show is good. I've worked with Jim. They are the NFC carrier. That is worth a lot. But he made a remark about not only our show, but ESPN's show. He says, I've never watched the other shows. Then he said that he didn't think our show has the right chemistry. Well, wait a minute. I thought you said you hadn't seen our show.
Yeah.
Right. How do you know we don't have the right chemistry?
You know what you do? You call him out on that. You know what, Jim? You've just called him out right now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You've called him out on semi.
You know, I wish them well.
You don't wish them well.
Yeah.
You wish them ratings plagues.
You
wish them Legionnaires disease. not literally, of course, but ratings-wise.
Sure. Well, you've got to understand, everybody knows it who, follows football, that the NFC network in pregame history is undefeated. Whatever, if it's 29, I think it's now this is going to be the 30th year of pregame shows. The NFC carrier is 30-0.
Jim.
Everything to do with those markets. Now, can we be, can we make
Jimmy,
it that? Yes.
Jimmy, listen, can I take you back to a day in the late 60s when a team from New York with a quarterback with broken legs from Alabama was an 18-21 point underdog to the Baltimore Colts? That man's name was Joe Willie Namath. That was Super Bowl III. That was a game that changed the world.
We need you to come to our production meeting and give us a pregame talk.
You are the little engine that could, you son of a bitch.
We can, we will. And, I think people will see and sample and they'll like what they see. But, there is a hard reality that in Buffalo, which is one of our markets, we're going to do, an enormous rating in Buffalo every Sunday at 12-1. It's also a hard, cold fact that in Dallas, an NFC market, Fox is going to every Sunday do a great rating. The numbers are indisputable.
Jim,
they've always been that
listen,
way.
Listen, though, three
it's
letters.
It's whatever market you're tied to with a conference.
Jimmy, three letters. B-F. D. You will have 100% of the people in Buffalo watching you. Not 100% of the people in Dallas will be watching Fox.
But Buffalo, market size. You guys are in 60 markets.
We're in Buffalo. Markets. We know about small markets.
But and it's not a terribly small market. In fact, I was up in upstate New York for the PGA Championship up in neighboring Rochester recently.
Tiny.
Great part of the world. Not the same market size as Dallas, nor Chicago, which is these markets.
Jim, you have to have the same mindset as we have on this show. There are all kinds of obstacles against you every day. Yet, much like I've told you to do, I say the same thing to myself every day and say it to Mike. We're the men. You're the man.
You know, that's what you do say. It's just as short-sighted on people's parts to say, hey, this year you guys are going to go beat Fox. Well,
no, Jim,
you know,
you are
the NFC,
win.
I guarantee you would beat Fox.
Don, I'll tell you.
And if you just flipped, there, you'd see, you know, probably very similar numbers, but that's just a hard, cold reality.
Don,
yeah.
You the man.
But we are,
Mike,
we
you're
are
the man.
And you know, we're looking forward to having a fun season. Sorry for the Super Bowl, by the way.
We have to work on Jim, though.
And Jim, we have to tell you both something. You're the man,
Jim.
There you go.
And Jim, I want to tell you something. Even though with all this pompous talk, and you're not as pompous yet as you will be like in week 7.
I get this pompous pomposity out of me here once a week with you guys.
But Jim, I want you to know.
Viewing out.
For just a second, before we pick the games, I want you to know that when I turn on my local CBS affiliate, Channel 9, Sunday at 12 noon, when I see your dreamy face, I'm going to say,
absolutely.
Hold on, Jim.
We're playing the Jim Nantz medley now.
Hold on, here we go.
You, I've come to know.
You guys have been unbelievable.
If a face could launch a thousand ships,
yeah.
Then where am I to go?
Jim Nantz is on fire today.
There's no one home but you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You're all that's left.
How about after we get finished with the broadcast, you come with me to the CBS party? How about you come to the game with me? You sit on the CBS set in the Superdome. I'll take good care of the best seats in the house.
You come and pour
unbelievable.
Yourself on me.
Absolutely.
If a man could be two places at once, I'd be with you.
Trying to make you proud, guys. Was that okay? Unbelievable.
Beside you all the way.
You guys are funny.
If the world should stop with all spinning slowly down to die.
Absolutely.
I'd spend the end with you.
Hey, Jim Nantz.
And when the world was through.
Unbelievable.
Then what?
You guys are funny. Jim Nantz is on fire today! And I like what you just said. Do you mind if I maybe stole that and use that on the broadcast?
Here we go, big finish.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
This is Jim Nantz at the Big Dance.
There it is.
That's for you, Jim.
The Jim Nantz mix.
I'm teary-eyed here.
Yeah.
I know you're sensitive.
You know what we did with that Yes, Dear episode?
Mm-hmm.
We drove them right to 8 o'clock on Monday night. The lead-off position.
That's a sweet time slot, Jim, and that's all because
that
of you.
You want pomposity? You got it.
There you go.
That's because of you, because you're the man. All
yeah.
right. Jim Nantz, we're betting money this year again. Jim is playing for the Three Amigos.
You know, there's no build-up here, though. They're not telling the people or refreshing their memories here, jogging their memories about my record last year on the picks.
Pretty unbelievable last year.
He killed us.
Overwhelming record.
He killed us last year. It was like every week the guy's a Svengali.
Yeah.
Every week.
Oh,
amazing.
Not only on your show, but what about what I did on the NFL Today?
Okay.
He's the man.
On his TV show, he also won every single week. And he was even more of a pompous jerk on his TV show with these guys because he, you know, he's the nerd boy, and he would sit there with the rest of them and say, "Look at this!"
Right?
Because for many years, this little it's IBM makes what is it? IBM makes the
call. They're not going to be. Yeah, they're not going to be that.
Whoever it was.
Not sure that they're still involved in their show, but yeah, it was a little pick five games a week, and I was never involved in the picks till this last year.
Jim would always have to say, "Dion, who do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like, Boomer?" And then he got to pick,
and then he went. It was just wildfire.
Well, not only that, I picked Oakland and Tampa Bay the first week of the season.
You did. You
but
did
Jim
indeed, and then you missed your pick on the Super Bowl.
The only thing I do request, I don't ask much of you guys.
Yeah.
All I ask now is when we make the picks.
Yeah.
I would like to go by a new name on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
He's the man.
You're the man, Jim.
All right.
I think I've earned it.
Before we start, just let me ask you.
Yeah.
Who's your Super Bowl pick?
Hey, no, listen, I love you two guys. If I gave it to anybody first, it would be you two, but it's coming on
TV.
There's
gotta watch them on Sunday.
I've heard it for a year now.
All right.
January, since Oakland and Tampa.
We understand. Jim, odds makers all over the country will be tuning in for that.
The line will be moving as soon as I go up with these picks. So,
here we go.
Stay tuned. They'll be coming your way on Sunday.
Very good.
They've been under development all summer for these picks. And now I'm pretty locked in here. But
okay. All right, Nostradamus, that's enough.
Okay.
Stop it, please.
Keep in mind, we have the five hottest games of the week.
Okay.
We're playing for charity, for big money. I play for the American Cancer Society.
Mama, this year I'm going to be playing for Children's Hospital.
Boy, what great supporters of those two charities you guys have been.
That's
easy to say.
F you, Jim.
Well, I tell you what.
And Jim plays for the Three Amigos, and you can find out about his charity by linking on to WJFK.com.
Thank you.
And now that you've heard just what a poor, poor winner he is.
Floating fool.
No grace.
Let's go. We'll pick the games. I'll go, then Mike goes, then Jimmy will tell us why we're right or wrong.
Listeners, though, to listen, take heed here. Seriously, last year, nobody
was
on this stuff. And if you are inclined to do that, I'm not certainly saying you should. I'm not supporting gambling.
God.
But please, seriously, take what I'm about to give you.
It's out of control.
These guys on national TV every week. Yeah.
Do yourself a favor.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
But, you know, and maybe I'm going to have an off week every once in a while. You know, the biorhythms are off or something. But week in and week out,
right.
I will beat these two guys. I will pulverize these two guys.
All right, very
week
good.
Week one, here we go. Time for us to start the pounding. Indianapolis at Cleveland. I take Cleveland. Mike.
I am going to go with Indianapolis.
Yeah. I'm with Mike. I'll take the Colts.
Why?
You know, that's a very tough game to pick because I think Cleveland's in store for a really good season with Kelly Holcomb at quarterback, William Green now kind of busting free late in the year last year as a rookie. But Indianapolis has won the last 4 years on opening day. Three of them have been on the road. And I think they are still smarting from not only the thrashing handed them by the Jets in the playoff last year, but you might remember their kicker, Mike Vanderjack, popped off in the offseason.
Right.
About how the team wasn't tough enough and Peyton Manning didn't know how to win the big game. And I was watching that situation really closely in the offseason. I thought Vanderjack would be replaced. He is still there. But I'm sure his words, unwittingly, he has turned around and become like a real leader for this team. I believe they're going to rally. Because those were such stinging words. I'm expecting a huge year for the Colts. Maybe they don't win this one. It'll be a big banner year for Indianapolis.
Next game is the Ravens at the Steelers. You must go with the Steelers at home.
Could not agree with you more. You have to pick Pittsburgh.
Right across the board, Pittsburgh.
All right. St. Louis at the Giants. St. Louis, Jim, you won't say it, but I'll say it. They're my NFC Super Bowl team this year.
Wow.
I'll take St. Louis, Mike.
I'm going with my heart here a little bit. I'm going to go with the New York Giants.
I think that one of the real oncoming teams in pro football this year with a very potent offense is the Giants, is the New York Giant football team. They are, I think, ready to come out with a huge season. This will be a very competitive game. It'll be a field goal game, and the Giants will win it.
Next game, Oakland, Tennessee. Oh, God. Tennessee, if I may pontificate for a moment, Steve McNair is the toughest, most complete quarterback. He's not as fancy as the other guys, but I love this guy. I love Tennessee. I think the Super Bowl in Tennessee, St. Louis and Tennessee, like it was, whatever it was.
Yeah, anyway, that's back 2000.
Right, I'll take Tennessee in this game. It's at Nashville. Mike.
Yeah, and that's why I like Tennessee also. I like Tennessee at home. I think this is going to be one of the closest games of the week.
I've been really hot on the Raiders. Of course, I picked them last year to go to the Super Bowl, and I really thought I was going to go back and pick the Raiders again this Sunday to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not an impressive preseason at all in Oakland. And with the game being at Tennessee, and I hope, Don, when we get into this quarterback segment, I know we're going to have on Sunday on the NFL Today, we each pick the quarterback we think is the most important to his team. In fact, we had to put that forward today to our producer, Eric,
yes.
And I gave him Steve McNair. So I hope I just hope there's a chance that I could be a wordsmith with the eloquence of you, Don, come this weekend. So I agree with you, McNair, and I agree with you guys, Tennessee.
And finally, Tampa Bay at Philadelphia on Monday night. I'll go with the Bucs, Mike.
You know, this is the toughest pick for me of the week. I don't know why, but I have to go with Philadelphia at home. I think they're going to win big.
Nancy.
It is a brutally difficult pick right here, and I know this will be a game that we're going to pick on the air on Sunday, and I may and turn right around, and if you see it, I may go the other way on Sunday. But right now, the latest information I have, I'm going Philadelphia, which means that my picks right now are, I think, right across the line with Mike game for game.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's not going to last all season.
Right? That's very scary for me, knowing your record a year ago.
And that's good news for me, Jim.
Yeah. You were like 30% last
year. We're going to see what happens this year.
Well, Jim, until we get your new NFL music, this will be your theme to come in and off the show. Jimmy, as always, great talking to you. You're the man, Jim.
You guys are the guys. You are. You two are the greatest. We appreciate it very much.
Please watch Jim and his cronies, the NFL on CBS, Sunday at noon before the game. Go to WJFK.com and click on the link for Jim's charity, threeamigos.com. Jimmy, have a great show. You're the man. We'll
Thanks,
talk to you
Jim.
Next
you
week.
You know, I'll leave you with this thought, Mike. If we are pretty dead on with these picks.
Yes, which I think we will be.
We pretty much already week one eliminated Don for the whole season. I mean, he's way out there.
Or
good
if,
luck, guys.
Yeah, right. Or if I win, you're both out, okay?
Yeah. We'll see. I'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, pretty boy. Bye.
Bye, Jim.
Bye.
There he goes. Bye. The very cocky Jim Nance.
Yeah.
There it is. Always a pleasure.
Only cocky on this show. You watch him on TV.
You know, it gets more fun every year with him. It really does.
You watch him on TV and he's like, anything controversial,
right?
Man, he runs like Nastro dumbass.
Well, you know what, Don? I don't agree this week. I'm pulling for him.
Oh, because you have all the same pick.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. And you know the amazing thing? I didn't follow him. I picked before him.
I know.
Wow.
He's right, though. Either I'm going down in flames or I'm going to have a huge 5-game lead on you guys.
I made a phone call before the segment anyway.
To
Jacqueline Vaughn.
Here's Bud.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here's Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, it's 6:12. This is the Don and Mike show on 106.7 Washington.
That's right.
105.7. Baltimore, 95.9 Ocean City. You know, Jacqueline Vargas is Mike's casino host out in Las Vegas.
Yes, and she is plugged into some of the finest odds makers.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today, Buzz?
Today, mayhem on the Midway. Dead and injured at Disneyland. He's looking right at me when he says that.
Don't worry, he ran it by me already. I said, it's the lead.
Yeah, I agree. You're killing me.
It's the lead. And Smith Eisner.
Really?
And Eisner not there. Eisner up in Snyder's booth last night for the game.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. It's 6:13 WJFK. That was very
professional.
WJFK.
Here you go, extended traffic. Mike?
What?
Mike O.
Yeah.
Summer's over, vacation is behind us, and it's time to focus the tasks at hand.
Doing a great radio show?
No! Getting Elizabeth, excuse me, Jacqueline Vargas.
There you go, baby.
Call 1-866-SINGULAR, then she can focus on you.
You know, now you can get the Motorola V60 phone free after a $50 mail-in rebate and a $50 trade-in credit on your old phone when you sign up for 2 years of Singular service.
I didn't know that, Mike.
I bought one for Brenda Vaccaro. I did.
She's got it down there in her V right now.
She loves it. The sound is perfect.
If you switch to Singular right now, you get a $25 Singular gift card, good towards phones, accessories, or even airtime. So do what Jacqueline and Brenda do. Tell them that Don and Mike sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless stores for details.
WJFK.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
WJFK.
the Don and Mike Show.
Listen up, you BM eaters. From Washington, D.C. on WKFK. From Baltimore on Live 105. And from Ocean City on 96 Rock. You can call Don and Mike toll free at 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
Someone call for a doctor? Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, and it's good timing with that. We're ready for Buzz and the news.
Someone call for a doctor?
Right, Verimat Sexual Pleasure brings you Buzz's new show. It's performance enhancer, doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor?
Clinically tested, Verimax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Verimax, 1-888, try VMAX. At 6:24, Don and Mike Show on WJFK. Also on Live 105.7 and 96 Rock. And here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. One person is dead after a roller coaster accident at Disneyland in California. About a dozen other people got hurt on the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. The train flew off the tracks.
Ooh.
Disney officials say the ride will remain closed until an investigation by federal safety inspectors. Most of the injuries are reportedly not serious. Some victims were treated on the scene at the happiest place on earth.
Smith Reisner, over.
Smith, I'm not at the park. I'm up in Daniel Snyder's owner's box at the FedEx Field. Tell me what happened.
Nothing major, sir. One dead, 12 injured on a roller coaster.
How many free tickets will it cost me?
Depends how generous, sir. There were to the fatality.
Smith, you know that word generous is not in my vocabulary. One ticket per family and give them a free stuffed Mickey.
The dead person, sir?
Dismember the corpse and send a note to the widow.
Will do, sir. Pirates of the Caribbean set to debut on DVD in December, sir.
All right. Make sure we make that little rule where we only offer it for 2 weeks. Take it off the market, and then a month later, offer it for another 2 weeks. That's the best strategy, Smith.
Personal question allowed, sir?
Yes, go ahead, Smith.
Smith here.
Yes.
What was it like with the diminutive Daniel Snyder, sir? Over.
Well, I normally don't like to answer personal questions, Smith, but I will tell you, he spent the bulk of the game in my pocket. Smith?
Yes, Mr. Reisner.
Whatever you do, whenever we have these discussions, do not ever use that word again.
What word, sir?
Generous.
Sir?
Yes, Smith?
If the train should jump the tracks again?
Yes, Smith.
Do they get their money back?
Absolutely not.
What about the money that falls out of their pockets onto the ground, sir?
Sweep it up and put it in my private vault.
Hold on, sir. I'll be right back.
Very good, Smith.
Someone dropped a penny, sir.
Pick it up, Smith, and put it in my pocket.
Smith out.
Good job, Smith.
Smith and Eisner.
I'll send you a popsicle.
Although Johnny Depp may be the next Willy Wonka, Michael Jackson and Eminem are Wonka wannabes.
Oh, no.
Michael's hosting a star-studded party at the Neverland Ranch a week from tomorrow, but it's by invitation only. You have to have a golden ticket, just like in the book.
Yeah, you got to paint your D gold.
There's my golden ticket.
There you get it. Hey, Michael, what do you think?
Right.
Here's my golden ticket.
Yeah, and he has to taste the chocolate.
No, the only way you can get a golden ticket is to buy one of the few that are on sale at eBay for $5,000 a pair.
That's worth it.
It's a benefit for Charity Oneness, a Brazilian organization whose goal is, quote, the elimination of racism and promotion of racial unity through music.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem is also doling out golden tickets, three of them. He's hiding them inside some copies of a new CD. It's not his CD. It's the debut album from a friend. Obie Trice's Cheers comes out September 23rd. Whoever gets a ticket wins an all-expenses-paid trip to meet Slim Shady and sit in on a recording session at his Detroit studio the next time he makes an album. Usually, he doesn't let anyone sit in. The current odds of winning are 1 in 167,000. Quoting Obie, everybody's doing the same S with their records. Buy my album, get a DVD, get a poster, get my toilet seat. F all that S. End quote.
Amen. And, you know, Marshall Mathers.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Mathers.
Is a guy who, I dig. My son, you heard last night we were going to the game. I played you the Leaving Work CD.
Right.
That my son made for me.
Very interesting music. Eclectic mix.
Has a bunch of different songs. My son also made for me a song that I'm supposed to listen to in the car on my way to work.
Ah.
To pump you up.
Yeah, right. Who pumped me up, and it's stuff that you would expect, like My Hero by the Foo Fighters and Eye of the Tiger and some dumb rap songs that I really can't understand except for the part in the middle where it says, like, what does it take to be number one? But the ones that I've found, and he knows that I've liked these Eminem songs, are like the ones about, this day might be your last day, and what would you do if it was your last chance?
Yeah.
And I like the Eminem, and I did some research into this. I was on his website and found out for every one of his songs, he records three versions and layers them together. Mm-hmm. One version where he screams angry, one version where he screams mellow, and one version where he just screams in his normal voice and then plays all three together.
Huh. Simultaneously.
Yeah, so he's mad and not so mad and not so mad all at the same time.
That's what Chris Burke used to do.
He got the fabulous Poison Ivy song. Yeah. He layered it.
Where is that? Where is Rich, that? Do you have it?
Oh yeah.
Rob, don't mention something. I mean, I don't have the Eminem CD with me, but you got the Chris Burke with you?
Always.
My theory about Eminem: he's talented but troubled.
Troubled and talented rapper.
I think so.
I'm telling you though, some of those lyrics, I swear to God, I know that they're about him growing up in Detroit with an alcoholic mother and living in a trailer, but if you just substituted Infinity Broadcasting or Westwood One for some of those things.
He touched you, Don. He touched you.
Those songs that I've been listening to, the ones that go, I just can't take this S anymore.
Right.
And someone I'm going to kill somebody.
Oh, dear.
Well, that touched you, but this touches me.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Uday Hussein with you. Back from enjoying my trip to FedEx Field last night where I sat at the Don of Mike at the Redskins game. I want to send this one out to them.
Like a rose.
Yeah.
For everybody knows.
There it is.
Stars of Tomorrow.
She'll get you a dust.
Yesterday.
You can look, but you didn't like poison.
They're right there. It's Eminem, it's Marshall Mathers, and then it's Chris Burke.
It's all about the layering.
Who's your lady? Comes creeping around.
See?
She's pretty as a daisy.
Hey, he's got a message there.
Look at him, man. He's crazy.
There it is.
Johnny Depp says,
that would be my go home, be happy CD.
Sure. Right?
That doesn't make me want to come to work and punch Alan.
No, not motivating enough.
That's happy.
Johnny Depp says he didn't mean any anti-American sentiment when he compared the U.S. to a dumb puppy with sharp teeth. He says the media misrepresented his comments. Nevertheless, he's issued an apology for, quote, the insanely twisted deformation of my words. He says the quote is inaccurate and out of context. The German print reporter who published it says he stands by his story.
I published it, and I was interviewing Johnny Depp, and I stand by what I printed.
Drink?
Yes, Major Hochstetter.
What have you written about Johnny Depp?
I wrote that he's anti-American, General. I mean, Major.
Eglin?
Yes, Major Hochstetter.
Look at these pictures of Brenda McCarthy. Unmentionable.
Oh, fantastic. A great press shot. I only wish we could see her bouche.
The first time Matt LeBlanc walked into the set of Friends, yes?
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just want to say something. God damn talented.
You're right, and I think he'd agree.
Thank you.
And the first time Matt LeBlanc walked onto the set of Friends and announced...
Unheralded!
And announced in a booming voice, Joey is here!
Sleeper!
His castmates laughed, but by the 10th time he'd done it, they had...
Untapped potential!
Long since stopped laughing.
Uh-huh.
What had been the most closely knit cast in TV is no longer, according to the National Enquirer. The tabloid says LeBlanc's so focused on his new show, a spinoff of Friends, he's alienating people and doesn't even realize it.
Incidentally, I'm saying all these things about him.
Mm-hmm.
Great name for his new show.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
What's it called, Joey?
What, did you read it somewhere?
No, I just figured that's what it was. Like, is that what it is? Day.
Yeah, that's why he's so good.
Yeah, Joey.
He's so good.
Joey.
And see, the thing is, he plays a guy who's dumb.
Yeah, but he's brilliant.
He's smart.
Yeah, I've heard him interviewed. Duh.
He's very...
It's not typecasting.
The usual anonymous insider.
Talented, Buzz.
An insider says the rest of the cast wishes Matt the best with his new show, but would just like to get through the last season of Friends first.
Hope he doesn't shoot a LeBlanc.
He's reportedly distracted by meetings with the producer about how to make his show, Joey, a hit.
Toby.
The source quotes Matt as regularly saying things like, when I'm the only one on TV next season, we're going to do things a little differently.
Toby.
He's a douchebag.
He is.
The music industry that has long charged too much for CDs is about to make you a deal. They won't sue you for sharing their music online if you promise to delete all the music off your computer and admit you have been very, very bad. The amnesty program will officially be unveiled next week, but it'll do no good for these 1,600 little people already being sued by these giant corporations.
You mean midgets?
And the brass-knuckled music companies say
they'll... Buzz, why are they selecting midgets?
Well, my door in.
Not dwarfs, but just ordinary people who are comparatively small to these giant corporations.
As mayor of Munchkin City...
He said little people.
So the brass-knuckled music companies say they'll file hundreds more lawsuits next week. Quoting a lawyer who's on your side, I'll be curious to see how many opt for this. It'll be an interesting measure of how much fear the recording industry's managed to inject into the public.
Hello, Sony?
It's not the kind of agreement most people's lawyers will embrace.
Sony, please hold for Dan Snyder.
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I got a fart in my throat. Don't prosecute me, please.
You must be one of the little people.
I'm the littlest person. We won! Whee!
Congrats. Who knows if it helps, but the people involved in Oscar-nominated movies are doing a lot these days to round up votes that'll help get them the Oscar. They run special ads just before the voting. They give interviews all over again as if the movie was just coming out for the first time. They write special celebrity guest newspaper columns, and they throw big parties for the voters. Quoting an Academy spokesman, my God, why don't we just give money to people and tell them how to vote? The Academy is now asking producers to observe some ethics as they campaign
right.
for
that,
the Oscars.
That'll happen out in Los Angeles.
Right. Yeah. Just to recap this last segment, that thing about Disney that we did,
right.
That's how we really feel.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a guy died, but okay. Disney's the worst.
Right.
They're evil.
Right.
So that's why we did that.
Uh-huh. Evil.
The M&M thing, yeah. I was serious about that, but Matt LeBlanc is a douchebag.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, just clarifying that.
Are you going to be recapping the news segments now where all of our commentary will be explained?
No, I felt that perhaps my comments about Matt LeBlanc were too dry for the layperson.
I understand.
And I don't want to come in on Monday and have some idiot call me and say, I heard you saying that Matt LeBlanc is so good and I agree with you.
There you go. You wanted to make it darn clear to everybody.
He's a moron. He's an idiot. He's talentless. I mean, I like Schwimmer better than I like that guy.
D-E-T-J, Don.
Pardon me?
Don't explain the joke.
Sorry, Mike. K-Y-A.
What's that?
Well, it's a great show. But also, know your audience. Buzz, we got a break here.
Very good, then.
At 6:36 on 106.7 Washington, 105.7 Baltimore, 95.9 in Ocean City.
IRH.
That is?
I'm really hungover.
We'll be right back. Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
WJFK.
6:46. And the weather for D.C., Baltimore, and Ocean City, according to Buzz, is the same.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
He's on the line for us.
All weekend, high in the 80s. Now in D.C. and Baltimore, 68, Ocean City, 77.
WJFK.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
WJFK.
Sing our name.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck me. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. 6:46. Don and Mike. Washington, 106.7. Baltimore, 105.7. Ocean City, 95.9. I'd be there this weekend if they'd let me put a DirecTV thing on my roof.
So you can't get that in your building?
No. My wife said, are we going to the beach this weekend? And I said, yeah. And Buzz, I know that you gave me the hints.
Right.
But my wife doesn't feel right about it. For a while when Buzz lived in an apartment, Buzz had a DirecTV dish out on his patio.
On the balcony,
right.
Yes.
The problem is, where I live, I have nosy neighbors.
Yeah, but the government, the federal government, has ruled that no homeowners association or any landlord has any right to prohibit anyone from receiving any broadcast signal. They cannot prohibit you from having a dish.
At the same time, I was actually Buzz's neighbor, and we had it too. We bolted it to a block of wood and weighed the wood down with some rocks.
Like a brick, yeah.
Well, anyway, for whatever reason, we don't have the DirecTV at the beach.
I think you're probably going to want to go down there sometime during the football season, so you probably have to get it.
And I won't go if I can only watch two games. I got to watch all the games.
True. Mm-hmm.
Although I should have mentioned this. I have a new incentive to go to Ocean City. Not only, of course, to spend time with my lovely wife, hoping that she runs out of things to talk about. Big Don O'Brien called me.
Oh. Right.
And, you know, he's already kind of a neighbor of ours in Ocean City.
Lives close by.
He has bought another unit in his building, so he is now up on the fifth floor, which means he can now look at me with binoculars, and I can look at him and see in his condo with binoculars as well.
Yo, buy some lemons.
Yeah.
you'll get the better show, I think.
Anyway, 6:48 right now, Don and Mike Show, WJFK and the other stations. And just a note to Ron and Fez, who come on after us. Mm-hmm. Good luck, boys.
The phones are pretty screwed up.
Oh, I hope someone has told Ron and Fez that all of the digital lines are completely dead.
Mm.
And right now here, Buzz, on the screen where I normally mm-hmm. see who's calling.
Yeah, it's very lovely, pretty weather map.
We have Doppler weather radar.
So there's that, which is nice.
And all of the lines, I can't even get dial tone.
Nada.
I mean, I'm pressing the buttons here. It says, Telos, desktop, director.
Hello.
Waiting for link, version 2.0.
It worked better in the old days when we made the clicking sound.
Yeah. Now, I think you can get through on these lines still, on these local lines that aren't digital. Hello.
My dog Blue's licking his doodads. Make him stop.
Well, there was some guy who obviously got through on one of the lines.
Man, aren't we glad he did.
So I think if you want to call Ron and Fez tonight, you have to use the local lines, I think. I think their 877 number will be kaput.
Yeah, Wendell's working pretty furiously, but he can only do so much.
That's right.
Let me take one more. Hello, 1067.
Don?
Yes?
Hi, it's Rob.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Not much. I think I have to paint. Hey, these lines work.
Rob? But you're calling on... But you're not calling on the digital lines, though.
No, I'm calling on the... Mike?
Rob?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
How are you feeling? How is your health?
I'm not well.
Buzz?
Who is this?
This is Rob.
Yeah?
How are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm fine. How are you?
You know, I was just reminiscing not long ago about our satellite dishes.
Yes, yeah. That was a great time, wasn't it?
You know, Rob called on 202-432-1067, which is not a digital line.
Yes.
That's an analog line.
That is an analog line.
Sounds great.
Hey, Rob, tonight?
Yes?
At some point?
Mm-hmm.
You want to call like we do sometimes and just hate?
Yes, what?
You want to just call and hate?
Well, I've just got to go home and see what's on the History Channel.
You want to find something like on the History Channel and just hate?
Yeah.
Who's on this line?
Hello? Who's this?
I don't know who's on it. Hello?
Hello?
I don't hear anyone.
Now, hold on. Mike, are you trying to call me on another line?
No. No, I was just, I'm just listening.
Mike,
I mean, he's dropping.
All you have to do is pick up line two. You can be on the line as well.
Buzz, what line are you on, Mike?
I'm not sure. Can you hear me?
No. Just on your telephone, just punch up line two.
It's a party line. Yeah, I was going to do it another way. I was going to do it by just calling it on another line.
Well, see, all the other lines are ringing now. The analog lines are all ringing.
I got a ring, and then it just went away.
Hello?
It just hung up on your ass.
That was fun.
Don't call back. You have a microphone. Hello, Don.
Here.
Don and Mike, 106.7. Hello?
Hello?
WJFK. Hello, 106.7.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is it working? Hello?
Mike, you're not able to get through. Is this you ringing right here?
No, I don't want to play this game right.
He's grown weary.
What was that?
That was me clearing my throat.
You guys, I don't know if we've talked about...
I'm spent.
About how much beer Mike had to drink last night.
I've had a lot of beer.
I was worried driving to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I said, keep the empties down.
I know.
At one point, Mike had like...
I had four and Rob had two.
Right. Mike at one point was trying to push another one on Rob, and here's Rob's resistance, okay?
Yeah, not the most resistant. Rob's incredible willpower.
Rob says, no, listen, I've already had one beer. I've got to do my thing tonight at the game. I can't wait. Well, okay, as soon as we cross the Wilson Bridge, I'll have another one.
Yeah, and I love that. I said, that's willpower.
I tried, you know. You're too powerful. And then you started playing with my headrest.
I understand, yes. I was playing with your headrest. Your head came into play quite a bit last night.
You could not keep your hands off my balding head.
No, it's gorgeous.
You know, and it's
gorgy.
And you're effing around with the headrest.
Yes, I was. I love your car. So you keep an immaculate automobile.
That's how I knew that you were bombed, because you were saying at one point, you could get a lot of money for this car.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't quite that inebriated.
No, I wasn't Foster Brooks, but I was saying that really you keep your car so nice that you have a tremendous resale value.
Try to see
when Mike turned to you and said, I really love a Canada. I really love a Canada. I really love a Canada.
Hey, you know, in the event that you are having trouble, you could go down to Ocean City. Perhaps you could, like, tie a cable to Hefe's leg, and he could bring in the Sunday ticket with that hair that he's got.
So my worry last night is that we're driving to the stadium, and we finally make it past the Wilson Bridge. It opens up, and I'm doing, like, about 80.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, well, now what if John Law is sitting up here? Yeah. And John Law pulls me over, and I'm the designated driver.
You're fine.
But my body's got six empties in the car.
I think that would be fine, right? We were drinking them. You didn't have one.
Yeah, but it's my ass, though, I think.
I'm not sure. I don't know how that worked.
Anyway, it all worked out okay.
It did, and it was a good time was had by all.
Yeah, true. It all...
In sports, the season...
Scrum! And you know, I'm going to have to go to the next game now, and that guy's going to know that I called him Uday.
Yeah.
That's my fault. I said
you made that call.
That's okay. That's all right. How you doing, Uday?
In sports...
At least you got rid of that Daryl Green jersey. He had this ratty Daryl Green jersey he wore to every stinking game.
It's his lucky...
His lucky jersey.
Probably.
It is my lucky jersey. Meanwhile, did not make the playoffs in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Get a new lucky jersey.
Well, he had a new jersey on last night, right?
Yeah, and they won.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and if I could just mention one thing.
Yes?
I don't think I've said this all day.
Uh-huh.
I love the white jerseys and the white pants.
So squeaky clean.
I mentioned that to Mike, and I felt like a giant faggot. We were sitting down, because I got excited. I said, hey, look.
Yeah, they're wearing the white jerseys and the white pants.
I said, I can't tell you the last time they've worn white pants. Yeah. Mike gave me a look like, go F yourself.
No, that was more like, it's time for me to get another beer.
That was all the time.
Well, the season will be the real test, but the listeners have spoken at 1067wjfk.com. In a survey of website visitors, most listeners say, I have drafted the best fantasy team in the Don and Mike Show's league.
How many times have you gone and voted yourself?
Only once. Only one time. And I had a stronger lead earlier, but I've updated the figures. 29% endorse my picks. Mike is second with 20%. Lisa's in third with 13% of the vote. Bart has 11 and Don has 10. Rob, Charlie, John Norman, Jim McClure, and Cameron Gray follow in that order, each with less than 10% of the vote.
Yes. Can you actually see our teams now on the website?
Yes, our lineups are on there. It looks great.
That's so wrong.
Well, you know, hold on. Tell him before the show today. Charlie's showing me this up at his office. He says, now the teams aren't up yet, but you'll be able to go and vote later.
Right.
And he votes for himself for having the best team. And then it clicks to the next screen and it says, who has the best team? Charlie Broyhill, 100%.
First vote.
Because he's the only guy that voted.
Very cool.
Well, more people have voted since then.
Sunshine, wrong.
Sunshine through the weekend. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 80. High Sunday, 82.
On Buzz Attempts, please.
68 in D.C., 73 in Baltimore, and 77 in Ocean City. And finally... This weekend in Pennsylvania, it's the Volleyball Super Bowl. It's the biggest nude volleyball tournament in the world. It's been around for over 30 years.
This little girl has knockers.
This weekend at the White Thorn Lodge, they're expecting 1,700 spectators and nude volleyball players. The news item, this one, courtesy of the local paper in the area, known, interestingly enough, as the Beaver County Times. I'm the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, buddy.
No!
That's it. We got to go, everybody.
No!
I know you want to stay.
No.
Have a great, great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll do that Monday with the new episode on 106.7 WJFK, 105.7 Live, 105 and 95.9. 96 Rock.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, we're out of here. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And everybody else at the other station we don't talk about, thank you, too. And so call me tonight. We'll hang around. You want to hate at 9 or 10?
Well, whatever it presents itself. Besides, I need to stop and buy a lot of spices.
It's a hate day. BM.
Spice. WJFK.